Hey, what's poppin', people? We're live on Facebook, and hopefully we have a nice crowd because, Maz, you going to give me the good word?
I'll tell you in a second if it's official, but as of this morning, we were going to do well and have somebody that's in the news join us, one of our old buddies.
Brett Kavanaugh?
Yep, that's him.
No, Braylon Edwards. That is one subject I hope never comes up, the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Please shoot me.
Did you have it on by any chance?
Briefly.
I had it on down here, and oh my God, it is the most dreamweavery thing I've ever dreamweavered to. It's a bunch of politicians grandstanding about what they know about a guy or what they like. It's just so dumb.
I just read one sentence about how they just received 42,000 new documents, and I got sleepy reading that sentence.
I know.
I swear.
Did you wonder, who's the intern that has to go through that?
Oh, horrifying. God, would that be sleep-inducing?
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Exactly. He's only a Supreme Court justice. Who gives a shit?
Everybody votes down party lines. It'll pass. So let's just grandstand.
So anyway, there's a lot of talk today about what the goings on in the Michigan football program. It's not a sports podcast, but we'll address it. Maybe
slip
with,
it in.
Maybe with somebody. Any response here?
No, not yet. No?
Okay. We're definitely talking to Jose Feliciano, the great guitarist. Well, I've been looking him up. He's really something. He's won like 8 Grammys.
I know.
Light My Fire was a huge hit. I didn't realize it won a Grammy.
I didn't realize
Jose
it either.
Feliciano.
I always liked it.
Oh, I liked it. I absolutely liked it.
It's in my genre.
And his national anthem charted, the one that caused all this controversy 50 years ago. And what night does he play it? It's this
week. Plays, I think it's Friday night when
Friday
they first
night?
Come in. Yeah,
he's going to jam?
He's going to jam it. I wonder if they're going to set it up the way they did back in 68 for the World Series. Put him in the outfield. He was on a chair in the outfield.
Was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
and
know that.
Both teams were lined up. And it was, I think, game 5.
Wow. Yeah, it was game 5.
And I think Lulu and Ernie locked that in. I mean, locked them in for that game.
Ernie Howell almost lost his job over this performance, allegedly.
You think that's why?
Baby, won't you light my fire?
We smacked it. Manson smacked it.
You could have waited for the hook, but
yeah.
See if we can match. Oh, he's singing too slow, though, Drew.
It's a haunting version. It grew on me. At first, I was like, "What is this dumb version?"
Baby, won't you light my fire?
I'll slow it down.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
You need to hit a little late, so he's singing behind him.
The Doors grew on me slowly.
Did they?
Yeah.
You like the Doors?
I do.
Do you? I wouldn't think you'd like them.
Yeah, like I said, it took a while.
You know, it's
I
funny.
Respect them.
I've gone the other way on the Doors. I used to like them a lot more when I was younger, and I don't know what it is. I just don't like them anymore. Probably no bass guitar.
They have a few songs I really like. I love The Crystal Ship. I think it's just a great song. Light My Fire, Love Her Madly. They got some good love songs. Love Me Two Times.
Do you like love songs?
Yes, I like love songs. I am. I'm a big proponent of love songs.
Hey, by the way, the Love Channel's back again on Sirius. Took over for Yacht Rock.
It's officially gone too far.
Today. Yacht Rock is off the air again.
What's the love song channel?
70.
70?
Yeah, which was Yacht Rock all summer.
I might hate listen it just to see what it sounds like.
I dig it. There's no DJs. It's just love songs.
There's no Alan Allman?
He would be, if he was alive, he'd be definitely hosting
love
that station.
Okay, I'm having a flashback now. Am I the only one that read the email about the guy who was the producer for Alan Allman? Or did you tell me about that?
I told. That was my customer, Robert Graham.
And I assume that Robert Graham is willing to talk to us.
Oh, God, yes.
Is he an Alan Allman fan?
He has some great stories about him.
He was an interesting guy. He did very well.
He did.
We're still talking about him.
Thanks to me.
Let's enjoy a little bit of Jose.
Baby,
Feliciano.
Won't you light my fire?
Blind since birth.
Yes.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
I wonder if he ever thought about doing a duet with him.
How cool that would have been. It would have been huge.
Just don't tell him who it is.
What, Manson records his part from prison and sends
it to... No, they bring Manson out. He just doesn't see him. It's somebody else.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about the light my fire, light my fire, light my fire part.
Well, he's getting a little crazy, making his own.
That's true. Best Pop Song Grammy for 1968 and Best New Artist, Jose Feliciano, who will be with us in an hour and a half.
Was that our first guest?
Nothing yet.
Really? Crickets.
Ooh.
Still waiting.
Okay. Well.
I think maybe if we just lobbed the call, he probably would pick it up. I've done everything I could, and he has said yes.
Without revealing,
I got you, brother, is what he wrote. Okay, the last
without
thing.
Revealing who it is, can you reveal the conversation that determined he would be on this afternoon with us?
I kind of mentioned it as we were talking. It was like under my breath, mentioned it.
You mentioned it. I think people heard.
I did.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear it.
Oh, I heard it. When I said Brett Kavanaugh, he said it.
Thanks for listening to the podcast to me.
I'm afraid so.
Was it?
I didn't want to correct you on it, but I just kind of said it as then you went to Brett Kavanaugh.
Okay. Braylon Edwards.
Yes.
It's known.
Bray.
What was the conversation exactly?
Well, I reached out to him yesterday about 2 o'clock.
Was this a phone call?
Who's that dude?
First. Always text first.
Okay.
I don't like to disturb people. So I texted him.
Only
with
the text.
I said, basically, I know it's a hot day for you today. Listen. You got some friends, obviously, as you know. We'd love to have you on and talk about what happened, and we got you back.
So you said, we got your back. Okay, yeah. So I didn't realize the interview was based on that.
Well, yeah, I got you
back. Tom's got his back.
I got his back.
It's my first day.
Then he's like, 3 is good. I got you.
Okay. Oh.
Then I wrote him back, call you in a few minutes, and he wrote perfect.
Oh, okay.
He did?
Yeah, but then I wrote 2 other texts, one on my way here. Because I wanted to give him the hotline number so he wouldn't see a strange number come by.
You don't need to respond to that.
Okay.
He doesn't need to respond to that. It's just
I'm officially concerned.
You always have to be concerned, I think.
No.
When it comes to, maybe reaching out to people.
Would you just mimic? I missed it. I'm sure Facebook
Live
saw
it. We are on Facebook Live.
I didn't see what you mimicked, though.
My bad.
Facebook Live, which currently is sponsorless, by the way.
It's sponsorless? Yes,
right. Drew's off for the month of September. I think the response to the Tom Asaway Deluxe Edition.
It fell out?
It was overwhelming.
It was so overwhelming. He couldn't stay on the air. He'd have too much business.
He didn't have any more.
I think Drew's happy. You're happy, right, Drew?
I hope so, Drew.
Camera at Drew, as if Drew's watching. So you know what? I'll say that the Facebook is brought to you by our new sponsor, Realtor Scott Kunath.
Hi, Scotty.
Scotty, he is sponsoring the best of now.
Don't you love social media?
And he's in real estate.
Good for him.
I know. I'm happy for him. He's been at it a year and a half. It's going well. He's working for Coldwell banker Weir Manuel. If you want to see what your home is worth or you want help in finding a new one, call Scott at 248-797-7746. You can talk in drops to Scott Kunath, SKUNNATH at CBWM. And, I hope this goes well for him.
I wonder if he has one of those.
It hasn't been this hard to say goodbye to a house since Hugh Laurie died. But we must. So many memories.
I wonder if he has his picture.
That's him after he sold the house.
Does he have his picture on those billboards yet? Not the billboards, but on the for sale signs?
On the mailers, he does.
So he's probably got his picture. He's doing good then.
I know. I always
think. Once you get your picture on the for house for sale thing, you're good.
It seems like, and I'm not picking on Scott, realtors and car dealers just love themselves so much they have to have their picture out there.
Not me.
Doesn't it seem like that?
Not me.
Hey, what? I said, get out of my house.
But you're not a dealer. You're not a car dealer.
I'm not.
But there just seem to be certain occupations.
Why does a realtor have to have their picture?
I don't know.
They want you to look them in the face and trust them.
That personal touch.
I don't know.
Does anybody really? I don't
know. I mean, if you're a hot realtor, I can definitely understand it. Well, it could work against you with a chick.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Absolutely. Due to overwhelming demand and the fact that Maz can't seem to stop talking about it, Zod Ford is conducting their amazing Key for Key, also known as Fob for Fob or Fob for Key or Key for Fob. For a limited time, contrary to popular belief, Maz cannot extend this forever. That's in the copy now.
I know. Gabara had to do this to get me off of that.
Are you agree with that?
I guess so. He's the boss.
Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 18 or 19 Ford without spending
just
a dime.
Call me.
Not even
this guy can't negotiate his way out of a paper bag.
I got you.
Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zod Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight fob for fob exchange. Give them the keys or fob to your vehicle. They will give you the keys, fob, or whatever the brand new Ford takes. Plus, this is, I think, the key. Zod Ford will make your first month's payment. So you skip a payment.
It's a good kicker.
Right. No hassles, no gimmicks, no you're in a new car. No pressure and no Saturdays.
For me.
Don't look for our friends at dealsinthed.com.
Boy, do I get my balls busted. Don't worry.
All of it deserved.
I think you just got to, if you just are more full-time, maybe, and isn't that just the key? Too many little disruptions?
I got
a lot of trips.
I got kids.
And there's been, you've been some,
I have kids. But
I was doing a Prince
Fielder. I took a week off this year, and it was for having another kid.
Mark, you could walk to work.
What? Oh, so it's the, oh, okay, it's the commute is why you need so much time off.
I'm not commenting with you.
Okay, can you answer something? Do you go to practices ever?
What kind of practice?
Do many parents go to practice?
No, not really.
They don't?
I mean, you can't. Okay. Like, you know who does? Mostly football practices.
Why do football parents go to practice?
We're talking about practice.
People love watching football practice. Have you ever noticed it?
No, I don't like watching football practice.
I don't want to watch football
practice. Drive around high schools or
no, I know. I've seen this.
You'll see a ton of parents outside practice.
I also see parents.
Because they all think they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want my parents.
I wouldn't run that. I would run a trap.
I wouldn't want my parents to watch me practice.
When Evan and Alex were 7 and 10 years old, there were parents at practice with snacks and thermoses. And I was like, what? This is football.
That's pretty weird.
What the fuck? Yeah, and they're also very judgmental about the drills and the coaches. And
the kids want them.
You tell me he's playing this.
It's not their choice.
What do you mean it's not their choice?
It's not their choice. They have to be picked up after practice, so the dads come early to pick them up.
No,
that's how they spin it.
Many parents are there the whole practice. I see moms at practice.
What else?
Why?
We're talking about practice.
Maybe they don't have anything else to do at that moment.
Oh, because there's always something
really,
else to do.
Adults have nothing better to do than
I said,
go to
at
child's
that
football practice.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Don't they have a cell phone?
I can assure you that I don't go watch practice.
Okay.
It's because you have a cell phone.
Just asking. Dr. Roche, meanwhile, anywhere from Braylon? Should we just blow in the car?
We're talking about practice.
Dr. Roche, meanwhile, has got a special on breast implants this month. Call and inquire. Get a consult if you're interested. They're doing the natural breast implants, which Trudy was talking about, which I wasn't even aware of, but I think it's phenomenal. They're using body fat from your own body to make bigger tubes.
I've seen that.
How cool is
that? I know you're not a natural beauty, but I think with the right clothes and the right look, you can be very striking.
And as we mentioned, using body fat to get rid of wrinkles and the skin where it gets shallow, wrinkly, and old, and they do these injections and... It's a surgical procedure, but it's very successful in turning back the clock and giving you that fresh face. So now they're doing the same concept, but in boobs. And, of course, the implants, which are more popular because you can make a more dramatic change. And right now they're running a special at the offices of Dr. Roche. Call for a consult at 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110. Or if you want to get rid of a green blob, if you got a tattoo and you now just see a green blob and you're like, I got to get rid of that. They do that, too, with the lasers. They do hair removal. They do Diva. They do everything there you could want to do, the fillers, the Botox. Again, D-R-R-O-C-H-E. That is the website if you want to look at the pictures. Or call for a consult at 248-338-1110.
I finally figured out what I want my first tattoo to be.
It's a two?
I'm going to get a tattoo that just says green blob. I think it'd be funny.
That would be funny.
I still think Julie the old standby, like the anchor. There's always a good one.
Because it's old.
The anchor?
The old anchor. You know,
with
the Navy.
Mom written through
the Navy
it.
Navy guys.
But you're not in the Navy.
Remember the anchor?
Yeah, I do.
I always thought that was cool. Uncle Joe had one growing up. Big Navy guy.
My uncle has one,
You know, I think the best tattoos are something that will never, you know, your child, your college, your high school, your grandma, something that will never change.
Yeah.
Everything.
Like green blobs.
Everything's just like, oh, what a cool thing. I don't know. Will it always be cool?
You never ask a Navy man if you'll have another drink. Because it's nobody's goddamn business how many drinks he's had already.
Is that your uncle?
No, that was... I don't remember. I was really young.
We were told that was actual audio.
Uncle Joe Gaston.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong one, Drew.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm as erect as a Navy man during Fleet Week.
There he is. There's Uncle Joe.
From Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Hey, Bruce played many dates in Asbury Park.
Do you know my
Southside
cousin?
Southside Johnny.
Do you know my cousin used to work at the Stone Pony?
Whoa.
Back
really?
In the day?
I did not know that.
Yeah, my cousin Denise.
What are
Denise's favorite shows she saw at the Stone Pony? She must have seen Bruce.
Oh, a million times.
Who was her favorite musician that rolled through? And by favorite, I mean, you know.
I don't know, Mark. I didn't ask her.
She never mixed it up with any musicians?
She might have.
When did she work there?
Back in the 70s.
Was she single?
Yeah.
Kind of a rock dog is she?
Ask
come
her.
On,
to, can we
girl?
Call her and ask her?
We can give her a call.
You don't think she's hooked up with any?
Perhaps.
Part of being young.
You think she might have hooked up?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, she might be married.
Southside Johnny, like Drew said, played there a lot.
Yeah. Bruce. Maybe she blew Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce, she might have.
She might not be proud of that now. You never know.
Well, not that part.
I don't think her husband Gary would appreciate us.
Really?
Yeah.
I know.
It's before she knew Gary. It's
definitely before.
Well, then
that.
Who cares?
I don't know. Maybe we'll lob a call into her.
Yeah, right.
Should we lob that other call in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
What's your feeling on this call?
I don't think he's going to answer.
I don't think he's going to answer.
Michigan!
I think maybe it's just gotten a little deeper.
Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail to the conquering heroes. Hail, hail to Michigan, the leaders and the best. Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail
hey, congrats
to
on
the
Vitek,
conquering
by the way.
Heroes.
Hail, oh, last
hail
night?
To Michigan,
oh, it's awesome.
The
they
champions
dominated.
Of the West.
I have to believe Florida State's just not that good because I can't believe we're that good. We got 6 defensive players in the NFL from last year's team. How can we be
I
this
think they're
good?
Pretty damn good.
I thought they were. No, I think they're good. Yeah. Bud Foster's always good.
I like Florida State's look, by the way, last night. Good looking uniforms.
I was not a fan of that.
I dug
Drew
them.
And I the black. Hated them.
Yeah, I dug them.
We bitched about them all night.
Black and burgundy, not my.
I think it looked great.
They were coming.
I didn't like. I don't like a two-toned helmet.
Oh, I thought it looked great.
Silly.
I mean, it's a once in a. I'm sure it's not.
But they have such a classic helmet, and a classic look.
Is this interview going down the tubes?
Yeah.
Gosh, damn it.
3.
At least we got to start early.
That's true. That's okay.
6.
I think I left some notes upstairs.
Well, I'm gonna just tell them to call us then.
Yeah, give them a, hey, Braylon, it's Drew and Mark and Maz. We're ready for you. I know it's been a couple crazy days, but if you want to come on and talk some football, we can talk about what you really meant in your tweets. We'll talk about whatever you want, man. Call us back. You got the number there, 248 number. See you. Hope you're doing okay.
Also, bye.
That too. Oh, boy. Okay, this morning, this is how dumb this stuff gets. Stoney and Jamie, I didn't hear this, so I'm just paraphrasing. I did hear Doug Karsh talking about
it. It's okay. You can hear it online if you want to hear it.
No, I don't really want to.
No, hear I'm it. Just saying people.
Oh, well, apparently it was suggested that Braylon Edwards tweeted out how weak this offensive lineman was and how scared the quarterback was because he had inside information from his brother Berkeley, who's on the current Michigan team. Mm-hmm. And Stan Edwards, Braylon's father, who also played for Michigan.
Good guy.
Was he a good player at Michigan?
Yeah, damn Stan good.
Played in the pros,
damn
didn't he?
Good.
Was he real good?
Yeah, okay. In the college for sure.
Well, Stan called in pissed off because, I mean, it's you know, and actually these tweets do put the son, who plays for Michigan, in a little bit of an awkward position. Stan called in and say, oh, come on, that's BS.
Stanley.
And it's irresponsible to say that. And honestly, I thought about it because I used to watch my brother play at South Carolina when he was playing there. And I thought, okay, I'm trying to think. I mean, first of all, football and baseball are a little different. But I'm thinking, he doesn't need to tell me anything. I can watch and make my own judgments. I don't need him to tell me.
You don't need your little brother especially telling you.
No.
I think you made
Ever?
The NFL Ever? As a first-round draft pick.
Sure.
Thank
I think you.
You
know what the hell you're talking about.
That's exactly my point, yeah. Yes.
Well, your other point was better. Like, what
third
did you
pick
tell,
of the draft.
You tell him in the middle of the game?
Yeah, it was a tweet.
Right.
It's obviously he
Let
tweeted.
Me call my brother and tell him this.
Well, he could have told him before, and then it just... the one question I wrote down for Brandon is, hey, what was the play that set it off?
I know. I
there had to
the
be
thing.
One specific play where he's just like, meh.
It's really a lot of to-do about a stupid tweet. I go back to my original point I tried to make last week. That why is social media driving so much news now? I mean, there
it is news now. That's
no,
that's,
this is
right.
news. This stupid is, tweet is news.
Right, but that social media is the new way to get news. At least
but
I get
I
it.
But I think it's overblown. It's just a small group, and it's a very opinionated group, and I don't like this idea that everyone's burning their Nikes.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's ridiculous.
I had an argument today with Gabara and Anthony Ketchum over lunch. Like, he thinks Nike is going to go to hell. I'm like, no one's going to give a shit. My kids especially, well, that's your fault. You're buying them Nikes. I don't give a damn. If that's what they want and that's the better deal and that's a good sneaker, yeah. I'm going to get it for them.
Well, just like Chick-fil-A.
I really don't care.
Chick-fil-A makes a nice sandwich. I'm going to go eat it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, don't care.
99.9% of the public does not care.
Don't believe that. There are people that do not believe that.
No, well, if you see the response to it, if you're on social media, if you're on Twitter, or you're just anywhere in social media.
Gonna
fold. Oh my God, yeah. People are burning their Nikes.
They're going to fold.
Do you want to explain the story? I don't know. Do we even mention what exactly it is?
Colin Kaepernick is a spokesperson for a line at Nikes, the new line. And so people, because of his protesting the national anthem, kneeling for the national anthem.
He's one of the new faces for the 20th anniversary of Just Do It. Which, ironically, people aren't mad that Just Do It was based off of Gary Gilmore's final words, a murderer. No one cares about that.
Really?
Yeah. Or that Nike makes things in sweatshops.
Most manufacturers do that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. They all are pretty much made in the same place.
Thank you.
Can you tell me, by the way, what's Nike stock doing right now?
Last I checked, it was 2.5%. The whole market's
lower,
down.
But yeah. So were the other sneakers. Adidas was down. So was Under Armour. They were down.
My favorite, I watched a lot of the burning my Nike stuff, which just like, remember when people were trashing their Keurigs. I can't remember exactly why.
Wow, what happened to the Keurig?
I don't remember, but there was a whole thing. People were breaking them online, and I think like you
Keurig. What the coffee thing?
Yeah, people were breaking them. That was a thing for a while on social media.
Look,
but
it's burning sneakers.
But what's funny about it is you already bought it.
No, you're not. You're not doing anything. I guess you're showing off on social media. That's all you're doing.
One guy threw his away in the trash, and I just went, you could just grab them after you hit stop.
Do you remember? Of course, there was no
social media, by the way. You wouldn't even hear about this because no one would be seen burning their Nikes, which they're not doing anyway.
There was one guy who said, you're making me choose between my country and Nike.
Oh, God.
Really? And then he goes, next breath, swear to God, goes, I'm going to have to start wearing Adidas. Like, well, they're a German company.
Whatever.
What are you talking about?
Do what you want. That's what it's all about over here. Do what you want.
Remember burning LeBron's jerseys was in vogue.
When he left Cleveland?
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And you're never going to wear that again because he didn't play for Cleveland until he found out.
Although he came back. So you had to buy a new one.
That's
the funny part.
Yeah. Idiots.
Oh, boy.
It just bothers me when people jump. Like you said, it's social media, everyone's got the voice. So it's a new way. It's a new way of life.
It's just, too many voices.
It's just a new way of life.
Too many people. You should earn a voice. And all the people who are burning their Nike crap, I wonder how many of them really earned a voice. I wonder how many of them are really a competent spokesperson on societal issues. Or are they just blowing off steam?
It's look at me.
Pretty much.
That's what it is. It's, hey, look what I did. Check me out.
Yep.
This is what I feel. Look at me.
Look how many times my story got retweeted.
Is it because, remember how the 24-hour news cycle, and that was out of control, and there were a lot of manufacturer stories pre-internet, like before the internet got huge? Is this just because they have all this time to fill?
So they got to create a
story because nobody's going to watch Brett Kavanaugh.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I saw that story, and I knew immediately, oh, this is the big story tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Nike story. Because Nike, I think, I don't know, I can't decide if this is smart or, I don't think it's like crazy smart or crazy dumb. I mean, I think they could have probably used a lot of people and had the same effect.
Fun fact, according to one report, there was a bidding war because Adidas wanted him to use his likeness and so did Puma.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I think it's genius, if you ask me. I do.
It could be. You know, from a marketing standpoint, everyone's talking about Nike today.
Yeah.
And Nike, I think it's hard when you're a big, I mean, this is a gigantic, $34 billion company last year. And it's
hard. How much are they paying him?
I don't know. I haven't heard that question. And
how much money has he lost so far not being on the NFL?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Think they kicked him back what he was going to make?
No.
You know, it's interesting. No. Is he almost like retired from the NFL? I keep hearing he's going to sue. This is going to happen. People are going to boycott and blah, blah, blah.
You know, the NFL's countersuit about his collusion thing got thrown out. So that's moving forward, his lawsuit.
What? How many years has he been out of the league?
Two.
This is a third?
No, I think this is year two.
This is year two.
The second one?
Yeah, 2016.
It seems like the whole kneeling for the anthem has been going on for a decade.
Yeah. Forever.
You mean tell me this is only the third season the kneeling has been going on? He started kneeling two seasons ago?
During the election, really.
Oh, my God.
Even though it wasn't about the election.
No, at the time, it was just, I mean, it had its own momentum when it happened, when it started and other players started supporting
it. And then it died down.
And it died down.
These are the same people
that
said.
And then it was brought
said,
back with the Alabama rally.
They're not going to watch football. These are the same people that swore off football.
Don't.
I don't believe you, first of all.
I don't believe me either.
Not one minute do I believe you.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they
a
do.
A total and self-serving lie.
Their audience went somewhere. I mean, they lost 20%
and they're back.
Years. I would assume at some point they're back or they're not back.
Cleveland Browns Philadelphia game had like the highest preseason ratings in years. And who cares about either of those teams?
Well, a Super Bowl team and a Hard Knocks team.
It was a 5-0 game.
I know. I watched it.
Personally, I did not watch it.
I watch any football. I'm a pro guy. I know you guys are more college.
I barely watched.
I love the NFL.
I barely watched the Lions this entire exhibition season.
Well, the Lions, I'm not counting. I didn't watch the Tigers this year. I'm not going to hardly watch the Lions.
You got to wait till Thursday night and Sunday nights, I think, before it. Because that's the problem. It's not that people don't watch football on Sunday.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy the games of the week. I like my, Joe Buck game, and I like the Jim Nance game. Those are my two games.
It's based on.
And I love Joe Tessitore's now, Monday night game. Joe Tessitore. A Sunday night game bores me. Boring.
Hey, Maz, who's playing this week? Doesn't matter. I'm watching Buck.
Retire, Al. Give me back my Sunday nights.
Are you ready for some football?
So This Is Us is on, and Joe Tessitore is doing it again.
Yes. I watch top-ranked boxing for Joe Tessitore.
What?
I do.
You and I got a big argument about him.
How much you learn about
Joe? We got a big argument about him.
No, you
got
to tell me.
He took over. I don't even know if he still does it, but in 2015, I think he took over the college football Saturday.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, he did the night game.
I thought he was so no. The studio show.
Yeah, I loved it.
And I thought you did.
I loved it.
This is what our argument.
I like Adnan Virk. You know, I'm an Adnan Virk guy. I love Adnan.
He's a cheese ball, man.
Adnan?
No, the other guy. Oh, Adnan's solid.
Joe is like a Hollywood guy.
He's a cheese ball. No, he's like phony.
He's a Frank Sinatra type.
All yours.
I love him.
He's a big
fan. I want to go hang out with him and eat, gabagool and stuff like that. I really do.
Why?
Eat pizza with him.
He's an announcer.
I just love him.
It amazes me how much you love announcers.
I look at the size of these guys.
I mean, you know whose fault that is? It's Howard Cosell. I grew up with Howard Cosell.
Yeah, but Howard's a gold standard. I mean, Howard's different.
Yeah, but there were people that used to break their TVs. They used to have contests.
Just like they would with their Nike stuff.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Howard and Monday Night Football was way ahead of its time and number one in its time slot. And the NFL is still number one in their time slots. Yeah. Number one on TV, the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at my notes. I had notes for the show today, and I don't know what happened to them.
That's not them right there.
This?
Oh yeah, there you go. That's something. I didn't have a lot of notes. We started early because of this interview that's not happening. Now this interview's left a big hole in the show.
Is that your notes too?
Yeah, that might be my notes.
Okay, sorry.
Let's see.
I took a notebook.
You know why people were smashing their Keurigs? By the way, I looked it up.
Where was this?
It was right here, and I kind of just took it to use scrap paper. Because I got to draw.
Okay.
I was just going to draw.
I should bring my tabloids down here.
You should.
We have a hole to fill.
Go ahead, Mark.
People were smashing their Keurigs because they pulled their advertising from Sean Hannity.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, and now, see, I would never. Sean Hannity has, what do they have, 2 million viewers for a really good show? I don't know. That audience is not that big for those CNN Fox shows at night. I thought it was much bigger than that. It's a very small people. It's an influential show. But Laura Ingraham, that was all her 12 advertisers left over her David Hogg tweet.
Did you see Hogg's back in the news?
No. No, don't tell me this.
He pushed a GoFundMe that was out there, and it reached its mark because he tweeted out about it because he has so many followers. And the GoFundMe was for... I think this part's kind of funny. They're just going to put, you know, Trump is going to Texas to stump for Ted Cruz.
I didn't know that, but.
So they're going to put up a billboard with just his tweets about Ted Cruz. Okay. Remember all the shit he was saying about Ted Cruz? Not that it's going to influence anybody either way.
How much was the GoFundMe for?
$10,000.
Boy, this GoFundMe, dude, this GoFundMe thing is really just so. We've talked about it. But this one, the guy who put $20, his last 20 bucks in the girl's gas tank. Which
oh, that's so pissed.
And they raised $400,000 for this homeless guy who blows it out his ass on drugs. And they blow it out their ass gambling, apparently. And they won't give him any money. And he's bitching now. It's like, hey, I got $400,000. Fuck
money.
You.
That's my money.
Oh, they didn't take
rich.
They didn't take total advantage of it. People weren't donating it to that idiot, to that couple. They were donating it to that homeless veteran.
Yeah, but she's got the control. She started it.
She did start it. I mean, they started it. I thought it was something that involved a little thought, but she actually started the GoFundMe, like, literally, as she was filling her tank, she got back in the car and set up a GoFundMe.
Isn't that some kind of fraud? I mean, I don't know what GoFundMe
is. There's
got to
be a way.
You think that's some kind of fraud? You know what, not what you were raising money for.
I read a story about this girl, a really sharp girl, too. I think she's an attorney, and she investigates GoFundMe fraud, and she said there aren't enough hours in the world ever to pluck out all the bad GoFundMes where people are just raising money over fake issues. I guess the fake cancer GoFundMe is the most common.
Let's start one for Tom, and we'll just keep the money, Drew. Tom's got.
Well, I do need this
Johnson Rod cancer.
I do need this Pontiac Silverdome sign that's going to go up for auction. The M dot is going to put two of them up for sale.
Come on, really?
Only if you put it in your front yard.
I'll tell you how big
Kathy
it is.
Kathy let you put that in your front yard.
She'll kill me if I even think it is.
Backyard.
They're 7 feet by 14 feet. Holy they weigh 225 pounds. They're in good condition. You can register for the auction
here at MDOT. Why do you want the Silverdome sign?
I just love the Silverdome.
Here's where Tom's.
I love it.
Here's where you'll be out on it. Let me guess. They don't bring it to wherever you are. You have to pick it up.
I'd have to go look.
You are not going to be able to move that.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to go pick it up.
Exactly.
I'm going to need one of my F-150s to get this.
You take the transit van.
Okay, Maz.
Had a good spot on Saturday, I heard.
Yeah, the best.
At what point would you... Yes, did have a good spot. At what point would you be out of the bidding? How high does it have to go?
Probably 50 bucks.
50 bucks?
What?
You're never going to get it for 50 bucks.
Well, I got to register for it. Let's keep track of it.
I'll start a GoFundMe for Tom to get that sign.
Yeah, Mark. Register for the auction here.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, look, it's MBID.
MBID. What's it at right now?
No, it doesn't start till the 10th.
Zoos, I'm serious. We make a GoFundMe. Help Tom get the Silverdome sign.
What happens to the money if we never use it?
Well, there's a Twitter poll there. Should we start? Would you give to a GoFundMe to help Maz get the Silverdome sign?
Yeah, put that up first.
That's a good Twitter
Zeus.
Poll.
Yeah, Joey.
Yes, no, only fits in his front yard.
My wife, that would be the end of me, really. That really would be the end of me, finally.
What?
At home.
If you put the sign in the
I brought
front
that
yard.
Sign home.
What, really?
Wait, what are you going to do with it?
The basement?
The basement? It's 7 feet. It's 7 by 14.
The sign is 7 feet?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Wait, the actual sign itself?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's 220 pounds, 7 by 14, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 220 pounds.
Wait, what, is that the sign you showed me?
It's a road sign, Drew.
Yeah, I'll show you.
That's why they're so easy to read while you're on the
road.
You
mean it's one of those things above, over your head kind of signs?
Yeah, hey,
okay. It looked to me like
the side of the road. Get the time to make these signs.
It's the side of the road.
It just doesn't look. Does it look that big to you, Mark, looking at it?
No, but road signs aren't until you get
here, Drew,
up next to them.
Read that little paragraph there.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Okay. I would have never, ever.
7 by 14, 225 pounds a piece. There's two of them.
Seriously, what would you do with it?
If I had room?
Let me rephrase that. What will you do with it when we start a GoFundMe and you win this auction?
I'll put it in my backyard.
Your backyard?
No way.
Yeah.
She's going to allow you.
It'll be right by the garage, on the side of the garage. She can grow plants around it if she wants.
It's rust nice. Out, though.
Yeah, I'll stand it up. The way it should be.
It's not going to rust out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be kept in better care than that?
No, it's got to be outside. That's where it belongs.
You got to build a canopy for it, too, Tom.
I'll go out every day and wax it.
What if maybe Gabaro put it at Zot? And you can see it every day. I mean, when you work. So
that's a good idea.
Every fourth day. Oh,
that's not very nice, Mark.
I don't know about
when
this.
When did you guys hear the rumor that I don't work? I want to know where all this.
Just that you miss a lot of days.
Where'd you go this summer?
Where did I go this summer?
Yeah.
All I did is go to New Jersey for 6 days.
You didn't go to Chicago for something?
Well, you went to Florida for something.
I had to go to D.C.
for three days.
D.C.
Well, it was a field trip.
That's four places.
You've been in the Northeast a couple times.
Chicago, but it was a weekend.
Yeah, but then your parents came here, and you were driving to the airport. And
yeah, but
driving
I still went in.
I had to clean the house.
I still went in. I still showed up.
You had to go to Frankenmuth. Now we're up to like
you
nine
phoned
things.
In. You phoned in some days.
Oh, possibly. Look at that look.
Let me tell you something. If I don't work, I don't make a penny.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
The only way I can make money is if someone actually comes in and drives a car away.
True.
Okay.
It's crazy. Just like being out in the real working world, working a real job, like getting out of the house, it just exhausts you.
It is exhausting.
It really does. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Thank God for these podcast people, right?
Thank God.
How's work today? Oh, pretty good. We got a new client at the bank. We make a lot of money. What client? I cannot tell you. It's confidential. Oh, come on. Why not? No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Is that Disaster Artist or is that the actual?
That's the room.
That's the room. Okay.
Yeah.
God, that movie. What a sleeper that movie is.
I still
have
not seen the Disaster Artist. I've seen the Room, but I haven't seen the Disaster Artist.
You've seen the Room?
Yeah.
How did you see that? Was that a culty thing in college or something?
Well, no, recently. I didn't know about it until, you know, Disaster Artist came out.
Disaster Artist was fantastic. I thought it was really good. But I want to see The Room, too.
Too bad they didn't have that Oscar category last year for most best popular film.
It was kind of a... It's more of a niche film, I think, but I thought it was great.
How dare you talk to me like that?
This is my problem with movies now.
Yeah.
By the way, the Highmark is still
popping up.
That sort of film is the kind of film I really like, that kind of niche film, drama, and that's the kind of film that doesn't get made anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought
it was so...
Yeah, that's not a tentpole movie. That's a different kind of movie. Yeah. It's not quite as niche-y, probably a little broader, but it's Kennedy's is always...
Well, there.
I mean, they must
be kidding, aren't you?
Got the blockbuster potential always.
Always.
It's about the Kennedy men.
Although it didn't take off as much as we wanted it to there.
I thought it was funny as hell. I mean, it should not have been funny. But
would have
it
been great to watch it with you, though.
Well, we can watch it anytime. I bought it.
It seems to me like you're the expert, Mark.
Anyway, where's James Franco now in Me Too? What's going on with him?
Oh,
I haven't heard a word about him in months.
Well, Me Too's pretty much over.
Did you see the Me Too news today?
Yeah, they've announced no charges for Spacey. There were a couple other people. No charges for Anthony Anderson.
Did you see Robin Wright stepped out for him in kind of his defense?
What? What'd she say?
For who? For
Spacey.
Spacey.
She says he deserves another chance, just like anybody deserves another chance.
I
don't know. You know, this is where
it depends on the person.
You have to read it. Don't take it out of context. You have to read her words. I thought her words were good.
His were pretty bad, though.
I think he's a criminal.
Are they proven?
Honestly, I think he's a criminal over and over, just like these priests who are molesting kids but are protected by the church. He was protected in another way, probably by just fear and intimidation. But I don't think he deserves anything. And it's interesting, the Louis C.K. thing, I really didn't have that many thoughts on. The more I read about it, though, he sounds like a humongous asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I can't even decide if he was breaking the law or what he was doing.
He's being a creep. But
it was the Lance Armstrong stuff afterwards where he just tries to destroy the women who tell the truth about him. That's the part where I really fucking hate him. And I think the complaint, there was a big New York Times I guess it was an editorial. It was written by a female comedian. And she was just saying that he didn't do anything. He made one statement, and then he sat around for a year, mm-hmm. but he never said anything more. He never apologized to the girls.
Well, he did make that one apology. It seemed pretty legit.
But it was a good
apology. Yeah, the original one, right when it came out. But he never spoke to all the people that he hurt. That he never spoke to all the people that his managers. His manager, publicist, and agency all blew him out. They all said, we will not represent him anymore because they participated in putting down these people he said were liars.
He made a big mistake by not addressing it when he did that stand-up. He should have addressed it. If anybody could address it.
And after his standing ovation?
Yeah, but I don't know. Comedy club is such a weird place, and there's 100 people there. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know what to make of that. What's he supposed to say to the crowd? It's a comedy club.
I think he could find some humor in it. Like Dave Chappelle found humor in making fun of Louis for it.
But if you parachute into a club and no one knows you're coming, and then all of a sudden you give this apology, it just seems stupid. It's like, I didn't come here to see some guy apologize for...
I know, but he could have made it part of his act, as Mark would say.
Yeah, that
Mark
of all people.
But then he's making light of it.
I think he could do a serious and still look at how Chappelle handles serious issues and ends up making.
But Chappelle doesn't beat off in front of people and then call them liars.
Well, but then okay, so now you're in the spot with how do we know if he's learned anything? How do we know if he's
well?
Really
he made
sorry?
The point of this editorial was that he made one statement. And then he just went away, and then he just parachuted back in because he decided to.
Well, then the question is, how long does he have to stay away? How many apologies does he have to do? What
is he not allowed to make his money? Make money?
He can do whatever he wants.
You don't like he's him, then you don't have to go see him.
He's an independent contractor. He can do whatever he wants. And it's, by the way, it's not up to this girl what he does. She was just expressing her disappointment that she didn't feel he was sincerely sorry, that he did not really make amends with the people that he... offended is putting it lightly. I don't know. I think he's really creepy. I got to tell you, after reading some of the stuff I've read about in the last few days, I really am grossed out by him.
Anyone that would whack off in front of somebody.
Pretty weird.
Is a whack job, if you ask me.
I mean, in front of two comedian girls are there, and he's like, yeah, you mind if I pull my penis out? They think he's joking, and then he starts pounding off.
Yeah, it's,
that's really it fucked is. Up.
That takes a lot of balls.
It does. Yeah.
Truly.
And a huge cock.
It's also a total,
you've
like,
gotta have confidence
I am
in
Louis C.K., and you are a zero, so you will put up with it.
That is a power move.
It is horse shit.
All about amendment.
What he did was horse shit. But what he said after, he's the only guy that's ever said, really, that he's sorry.
Compare that to what Kevin Spacey did. Kevin Spacey's apology is, hey, I'm gay.
Right. He went into the woodwork.
That was his apology.
And I liked Kevin Spacey, as you know. And he went into the woodwork. He didn't handle it right.
Fine actor, but
how
much time is he supposed to be off? Today, it was the L.A. district attorney said he won't be prosecuted for a 1992 sexual assault accusation because of the statute of limitations.
Well, it's not really that anyone's clearing him. They're just
taking individual cases.
Aren't some of them beyond the statute of limitations?
That's exactly what they said.
Listen to the podcast.
I don't even know why they... All right, go ahead. Give me one.
I never would put you up there.
No, I want it if I deserve it.
You put me up there?
Yes.
That hurts.
But I think the problem with a lot of these are... they're old and they're hard to investigate because this is the problem with the whole thing is these things need to be dealt with by the right people. And just telling people to just vomit on social media, what does that do?
Me too.
No one can really properly vet it. But if you go to the police, and that's what people should be encouraging is, it's very complicated.
I think the biggest thing to take away is if you work with somebody where you enable them, like Harvey Weinstein was enabled by everybody around him because he made them a lot of money, then maybe you should speak up a little sooner.
Well, of course you should, but how many people really would?
I'm hoping if anything
comes... The question is, how many people really would? The people saying, well, they should do this, they should do that, you know, it's like the, Penn State, Michigan State. I mean, the USA Gymnastics chick resigned today.
Good.
And they had the list of all the people who have lost their jobs or are facing criminal, you know.
The point being, though, if one person realizes that, you don't have to be silent, then it could stop the next Weinstein, Nassar, Sando.
There's no doubt it's going to.
I agree.
I would think it would. It's going to happen a lot less than it used to happen.
And that's good. It's great.
I'm not so sure about that.
You don't believe that?
I don't, not necessarily.
I think some people are going to be more scared to do what they've been doing.
I think if somebody's in Hollywood and they get molested or assaulted in some way by a very powerful person, they're going to consider, they're still going to say, oh, shit, is this going to help? They'll want a career.
I'm talking about the enablers, though, the people that work with them that know
those people are in a shitty position, too. I mean, how many people really would do that, though? That's my question. Rather than saying those people are terrible and they should be in trouble, I really wonder how many of those people would always do the right thing. And by the way, are you always sure the person is telling the truth? You don't know. You weren't there. That's what's so hard about it. That's why I think the real And it's easy to say also is go to the police, because then now if Louis C.K. had been charged with, and I don't know, what is he charged with there? Is he charged? Is it illegal?
It should
to beat
be a
off?
Crime. Yeah.
you said beating off in public.
You said, didn't you say the crime varies on the size of the penis too in regards to Nathaniel Abraham?
Possibly. Yeah. I thought with Nathaniel Abraham, that would be more threatening if he masturbated in front of a stranger.
Now, if you pee outside.
Well, it's Nathaniel Abraham.
Well, yeah, he's a murderer and even though
you and him had the same rap sheet. Because he served
all
his
time. Nate Abraham and I, if we go beat off in front of a stranger, we're in the same position.
You're a sexual predator if you pee outside. Am I not correct?
Yeah, not really. Speaking from experience.
Right. No, all right.
I had to go to court for it.
Right. Otherwise, what?
It was a settlement. I'm not on the sex registry
list. Right. That's what I mean. I mean, if there's rules for peeing outside, to whack off in public?
My point was, let's just say that there was a charge for beating off in front of people that you didn't ask permission from.
Correct.
It seems like a pretty strange statute, but if there was, and Louis C.K. was charged, and he got...
You should see me have sex with myself.
There's a serial offender.
And he got 6 months probation or whatever, or he got, you know, a week in jail or a night in jail or whatever you get. Then people would say, oh, he served his time, he took his punishment, and he would probably say, yeah, that was dumb, I shouldn't have done that. And then it's okay. But when you just say, he did this, and it's this thing on social media, then, well, I don't know, what's the punishment? The fact that everyone knows?
So when are you allowed to come back? Like Aziz Ansari, when is he allowed to come back?
Well, I thought everyone decided he didn't do anything wrong, that the girl was just a bitch.
It was a bad date.
Stupid.
It's actually been pretty erotic. After all, the palm is the vagina of the hand.
Aziz was spotted at the U.S. Open with a girl.
Nice. He rebounded well.
Was she hot?
Yeah, the picture I saw, she looked solid. She looked pretty good.
Funny, I've never been a big fan of his. I didn't dislike him. I just, when I found out he won a woke award, I liked him less.
What did he win?
A woke award.
Okay, he makes fun of men in his stand-up a lot.
Okay.
Which to me is a bit of a sellout. It's like, don't men get ragged on enough without you doing it? And I think he's very popular with females. And it doesn't bother me, but it's like, oh, so the guy who is so woke, he wins a woke award. And woke means what? It means you're very aware. You're very self-aware.
You're awake.
Yes. And then it turns out he's the guy who's practically jamming this girl's head in his lap, you know, when she wants to leave and she's complaining and she does it reluctantly. And he's like, oh, that's great. She's like, oh, this sucks. And he doesn't care. He just doesn't strike me as a very truly woke man.
So the woke award has upset you, basically.
Yes, the woke award did.
Without the woke award, you're all right with him?
I don't know. I don't like people that make their living making fun of their own gender or really even any gender for that matter. It seems like, I don't know, I like a more broad comedic appeal.
Gotcha.
Who makes fun of, I'm just trying to think of a female that makes fun of men all. Oh, Amy Schumer, for example, is always ragging on men.
How about Silverman? You don't think she does?
I think she's pretty broad.
I like Sarah.
I don't think she's the funniest person, but I think she's pretty good.
You know, she was on Seinfeld, right?
No, I did not. Yeah. I did know that, but
she
I
was
don't
Kramer's
know the
girlfriend. They talked
oh,
about.
Oh, really?
It.
How perfect!
Yeah, and you know what the whole episode was?
No.
He wanted to
stop laughing. It's not funny.
After he was done with the sexual act with her,
yeah,
he couldn't sleep, so he wanted to have sex and then just go home. So he tried to find a way to do it. He finally just broke the news to her and said, listen, I got to do this. And then she let him go. Then all of a sudden, he wanted to stay because there was this.
Because she let him go.
She let him go, but he was afraid to go home one night. There was this guy out in New York stabbing people, they called him the lopper. Uh-huh. He didn't want to go home and face the lopper. He's like, hey, please, just let me stay tonight. And she's like, no, you were so right. I sleep so much better without you here. You scream in your sleep, by the way, you know, and it was very funny. So she was happy. She made out on the deal finally.
Did they break up?
No, they wound up sleeping in George's parents' house while they went to Florida. And they had separate beds like Lucy and Ricky. It was great.
How many times have you seen the episode?
200.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Not 200 times.
Drew, I watch it every single day. I watch Seinfeld every day.
How many times?
Once a day minimum.
God, that's a lot of episodes.
And we have me, Slippery Pete, and Gutowski. Dan Gutowski? We tweet about it all day
long.
Oh, no,
we know that.
Wait, you still tweet about
the
old episode?
No, we text to each other. We text to each other and tweet as well. Any situation I find myself in, I think, oh, this is a Seinfeld situation. And like, I'll take a picture of something if I see it and send it to them. And right away, they start on that episode. So we have to go, you know, person by
yes.
person. You understand what I'm talking
how
about?
How many people do this about 19-year-old shows or 20-year-old shows? That's pretty unique.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, no, speaking of which, should we call MeTV about them getting rid of Batman?
Oh, it's not a bad idea.
The Batman people on Facebook are up in arms.
How were the ratings? I know there's at least 50 people or 80 people?
At least 1,500.
You should put on MeTV on your TV and destroy it and put it on social media.
First, let me tell you that you've probably seen people with reading glasses, put them on to see something up close, then take them off to look away, then to put them back on, then they lose them.
It's annoying.
And you're looking for I know it is annoying. And you're tired of it, and they're tired of it. So reading glasses, regular glasses, contacts, a pain in the ass, so unnecessary. But they're two wonderful ways to free yourself of all that ancient technology and be better off without needing it. And you know what it is. It's Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's leading and most experienced eye surgeon. If you're 40 or less, custom LASIK will change your life. Do you guys feel there's a big hole in the show without the Braylon interview?
No.
I apologize, man.
No, it's not your fault.
All right.
I was just really pumped for it.
I know that, but I feel bad because...
And because... I didn't think I was escaping that.
Let me down, man.
Nearly 100% of patients get 20/20 vision or better.
It's embarrassing.
With the custom LASIK. If you're 50 and beyond, multifocal lens implants are amazing. Read the tiniest print, see everything else with stunning precision, and never get cataracts. And how many people?
Hattie P.
How many people sit through the Dr. Yellow spot because they will get the drops?
He likes his eyes, how he can see now.
I like that one.
I think you've really found a way for people to really pay attention to the commercials. You have
on
broken
my
through.
Own.
I mean, really.
Why did it end this way?
Think about it, Drew. Well, you have broken the mold.
We've tried. On my own. We try to make the commercials more interesting.
You do.
The Patty drops, the Patty LaBelle drops are incredible. We should
how
put them
the pumpkin pie, by the way?
Patty!
Mark ate it.
It's gone?
It's not all gone.
There's not even one slice left?
There's about half of it left. You want to come over and eat it?
It's at your house?
Yeah. You didn't take it. I didn't want to leave it at Mesa.
Why did it end this way?
Did you find that shirt?
Although Mesa is
known
for their burgers and pies.
Did you find that shirt of mine?
I do have a shirt for you.
Thank you. No, the one that I left behind.
No.
Someone brought me a gift.
Why was it my responsibility?
I put it with the shirts where you were.
You thought the shirt department would get it?
Yeah.
The merch department would take care
of
it.
Because
it served you so well in the past, trusting the merch department.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Dr. Yao.
It's okay. Nothing to fear. These surgeries take minutes. They're painless. My sister's getting the multifocal lenses
Patty,
in a few weeks.
Patty!
And she's pumped. Get a free evaluation. Call 800-398-EYES. 800-398-EYES.
I'm sure it's not E.
Ooh, Patty's so moist.
E-L-I's.
Come on, Patty.
Eli's.
I'm sure. And David Hall. We should open the Hall Financial Hotline at some point.
Maybe that's the problem.
Oh, we didn't open it for
Braylon.
That was
the problem.
That's why.
Oh, we should try him again, Mark.
With the
hotline
didn't ring.
Open.
David Hall's there. It is the Hall Financial Hotline. Be sure to click that link. He's a big supporter of our podcast. The best place to get your mortgage, if you're buying a home, considering a refi, or you want to take cash out of your home, or anything to do with a home loan, contact David Hall. Just click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike Podcast webpage. Fill out the online form. Again, click that link for Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike webpage, or call 248.
That's someone that clicked the link.
248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Big reasons to call or click today. Home improvement, shorten the term of your loan, or if you want to buy a new home with little money down, Dave and his team have all the programs you're looking for. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. It's, like I say, the drop that seems to be number one is "It Ain't All About You, Sweetheart." I must have heard that 20 times on Saturday. It is a great drop. It fits so many places.
We need to put that on a shirt.
Just wait until you guys finally realize.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
That that's what you realize. Like, I'm telling you, I am serious too. I'm not even kidding. Just to, you know, for you to bring it up, I am telling you that is Reggie Miller.
I haven't heard it yet.
All right.
I was waiting for the example during the playoffs.
There were a few people, Mark. There were.
There were a couple. There were. Not many. But there were a few. Some people did hear it. I didn't hear it. I haven't heard it yet.
Hey, is 323, is that a Chicago number?
323, no. 323, wait.
California?
I want to say California, too, but where's my phone?
Why, is that me TV?
Why do I feel like I don't have anything with me today? Oh.
They're also listed in Chicago. They're actually hard to find a phone number.
Look at the lineup starting tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, me TV?
Yeah.
Peter Gunn, Night Gallery. The Facts of Life, Different Strokes.
Turns into Mean TV all
Beverly Hillbillies, My Three Sons. I need to get off of ID.
Look at the 8 a.m. block.
Leave It to Beaver.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Wait, people get up and watch Leave It to Beaver at 8 o'clock? That seems weird to me. It's on at 8:30. Then Perry Mason, Matlock. Oh, boy.
Oh, smooth.
This has got to be an old demo.
Watch Brett Kavanaugh.
My dad loved Matlock.
Gunsmoke.
I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
It's Gunsmoke at 1:30.
Look at the great Rifleman, Bonanza. Chuck Connors.
The Rifleman. He played for the Cubs.
White Sox.
White Sox? Yeah. And he played in the NBA, too, didn't he? Chuck Connors?
No, that was Dave DeBuscher. Chuck Connors might have played.
No, there's more than one guy that played both. Yeah, I think you're right about Chuck Connors, though. Charlie's Angels at 5 to get the younger demo in. Mama's Family.
Oh, gross.
Oh, God. The Jeffersons, MASH at 7 and 7:30. Andy Griffith at 8. And 8:30, Gomer Pyle at 9.
Turn off that television, y'all!
Then WKRP in Cincinnati.
Still one of the best theme songs in history.
Hogan's Heroes at 10.
WKRP.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Hogan's Heroes was a great theme song.
Carol Burnett and Friends at 11. Gross. Perry Mason, 11:30. The Twilight Zone, 12. That's a great time for the Twilight Zone.
And Hitchcock.
Hitchcock at 1 a.m. Hitchcock at 1:30. 2 o'clock, Mannix. 3 o'clock, Cannon. They're going for the private investigator with the crazy name.
And the Sunset Strip.
77. Oh, that's an old show.
Good song, too.
Oh, my God.
Really good song with the piano.
How did Cannon work? He was a huge guy.
Bill Conrad, right?
Way overweight. He was bald.
Well, look, they followed in the footsteps of Ironside. Remember good old Raymond Burr?
Yeah.
He filled that wheelchair out.
I never bought into that.
He filled that wheelchair out.
Cannon was, did he drive a...
I forgot what Cannon
was. A Torino or an LTD or something?
Probably.
Cannon.
Look at him.
Starring William Conrad. With guest stars, William Daniels.
Wait, what's he supposed to be, an investigator?
Yeah, he's a PI.
That guy doesn't look like he could solve anything.
No, I don't think so either.
Louise Troy.
Listen to that voice.
Alex Rocco.
It's the same guy.
I think overweight people like Cannon. Just because it was sort of a...
Hear No Evil.
The episode.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice. What a voice.
It's a pretty nice voice.
Can we call on ETV when we get to
it? Yeah, we should. Let me do this first,
though. I don't think it'll replace Braylon, though. But
I don't know. I don't know how we're going to
do
that.
Do you ever text you
hole.
Back?
No. I would have told you, Mark.
Zot M59 Dodge Ram and Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep continue to rock the Deals in the D summer clearance event here in the Deals in the D studio. During their summer clearance event, you can lease the new, completely redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, which is $248 a month. The Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit, and you can lease it for $248 a month at Zot M59 Dodge Ram, as people are doing. Heard from a few of them. Did I hear Jeep. Someone say Jeep? Oh, what do you know? I did.
Trying to anticipate.
Before I even said the line. Well, during Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep summer clearance event, you can lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month. This Cherokee has heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, CarPlay, plus much, much more. And it can be yours for just $199 a month. The 18 loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee, $199. Check out the ridiculous summer clearance event special and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Ask for Jeff Schneider when you call that. He's the Steve Gabara over there at the Deals in the D.
Who's the Tom Bazaway over there?
Why would you ask for him just to determine who to buy it
He's
from?
He's not busy enough? Is that what you're trying to say?
He'll spurn you off to the salesperson he thinks that could help you the best.
Would he have Art Speech in each passes?
He did.
Really?
Yeah, that's because we gave him.
Is there anybody there that waives their commission?
There might be a couple.
As easily as you do?
No, not as easily as me. There is a nice girl over there that me and her are like partners on it, Stephanie
Ooh,
Pearson.
Hot.
Really? Yeah.
People like her.
How'd that get heated up?
People dig her.
Really?
Yeah.
Well. Oh, I think I've heard about Stephanie.
She sounds hot.
Yeah, I think she is. I think she's attractive. I think that's really? Been said.
She's got that going for her.
That doesn't hurt.
She's been in the biz, too, for a while.
Yeah. No, Steve said she's good.
I would just like to see the two of you get it on.
A sale.
Hey, who's on TMZ right now? Who is that?
Some
viewer.
Yeah.
Looks like my niece a little.
I'm going to predict she has vocal fry.
Then freaking Jonas, right?
Oh, vote for Scott. Right.
I think it's important to say that she did take Scott back a million times, you guys, as well. So this may just be something
talking
that she
about
does.
The Kardashian brats. What else you guys? They're talking about Courtney, aren't they?
I got to tell you, this is worse than Colin Kaepernick being a story or any of the things we were talking about earlier.
I agree. I understand. How long can girls... They're almost 40. How long can they run around in their bathing suits every day?
I'll keep watching.
On the day
bounce around on the trampoline.
I skip. Honestly, I skip past like seen her tits a million times. I'm just bored. It's
come on, Drew.
Every day.
Tell me you don't want to look at them every day.
I don't care if she's taking Scott Disick back. I don't care.
I like to look at them. I don't want to hear them or read about them.
I don't
them.
Think Courtney's even. She's not attractive. She doesn't have a pretty face. A lot of pretty face. I have no interest.
They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
It was weird. There was a picture of her. Maybe I brought it up in the podcast. She's walking around on a boat.
Thanks for listening to yourself on the podcast.
She's wearing a thong, like just her ass. It's almost like she's nude. Her ass is sticking out.
It eats the thong.
Her two little kids
like.
Are walking right behind her. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Yeah, mommy walking around nude in front of her kids so everybody can beat off to her. That's great.
Hot.
That's great. And she's not that hot. I don't care if she ever fucks Scott Disick again. Who cares? Does anyone care?
No. No one cares.
I don't mind looking at them, Drew.
That reminds me. Well, you know, if I had nothing else to do, if I was imprisoned and there was just a picture of them nude, the three Kardashian girls, I'd look at it once in a while.
Just once in a while?
Yeah, once in a while.
You don't want to make your boyfriend upset?
No. No, I'd put my mind to work. That's a tough one. By the way, Monica Lewinsky, speaking of people that aren't important, she walked out of a cyberbullying conference in Jerusalem. But why did they invite her? Someone paid for her to go to a cyberbullying conference in Jerusalem?
That's her job now, though. Her job is to talk about cyberbullying.
And one of the rules, according to her, was that she wouldn't be asked any questions about Bill Clinton.
That's in
why would anyone...
Give a shit to talk to her
if she wasn't going to talk about the fact that the president stuffed her with a cigar.
The question wasn't that bad. She could have answered
it, and then it's done.
She could have been done with it, and she had her chance to really rip into
sometimes
him.
You talked about being abandoned by the main figure in the crisis who knew me intimately. Now, recently in an interview in NBC News, former President Clinton was rather irate when he was asked if he ever apologized to you personally. And he said, I apologized publicly. Do you still expect that apology, the personal apology?
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Thank you for talking.
Oh, she's leaving the stage.
Oh,
look how pissed off she looks. Really? She couldn't answer that question?
Looks pretty good.
She's all yours. She could have answered that question. It's not that bad.
Looked like she was walking home with something dripping down her leg to me. She walked
Jesus
off the stage.
Christ.
Sorry.
Lord.
Walking home in last night's clothes.
Bill liked the joke. Why was it that bad of a question?
It wasn't. By the way,
the question wasn't even about what happened. The question is about now and the apology.
I thought his original, that story was so weird when that came up. He's promoting a book. He's in the middle of Me Too, and he's like so appalled. So, what was he asking me a question about this? What the fuck? And he says, I apologize publicly. Like it's better than a personal apology when you apologize publicly? Yeah. Did anyone see it that way? I would certainly think if you really wrong someone,
there
a personal apology would be better.
There is no remorse. You can't have an apology if you're not remorseful. He doesn't care.
He had to apologize publicly. Yeah. And for him to say that, no, he didn't plan on apologizing personally, it was even funnier, I thought.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Sorry about that.
Who's that dancing?
Did you see that picture of Lindsay Lohan dancing?
That's the Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, that's the Lindsay Lohan. Back it up a little bit. All right. I don't know why this took social media by storm, if indeed it did.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest f***ing sweaty orange vagina
anyone has ever seen.
I haven't seen it, but it s*** out freckles. Ugh. It's orange and it f***ing...
Yeah, it's coming right up, Esty. You're close.
What was that dance? It looked like the Lindsay... Oh, God, we have so much we wanted to do today. The Lindsay Lohan dance.
Oh.
Oh, God, it was so funny. If you haven't seen
the Lindsay Lohan dance, puts the youngest part of this to shame.
Hilarious. It is so funny. Her show is going to be a hit, this new reality show she's doing in Mykonos.
You think so?
Oh, my God. It's
based on one...
Sounds like Harvey wants her on the show.
What is up with that?
I don't know.
It was not that cool. She spun around twice.
It was terrible is what it was.
I like her hair flip, though.
By the way, everybody there is like in a bikini, and she's got like a full one-piece pantsuit on.
Well, she's Muslim now, isn't she? Isn't she? Didn't she say that at one point?
I take it back. Now I understand why.
Her and Drew Bundini Brown. Remember him?
What? Who's Brian? Who?
You don't remember him? He used to follow Ali around. Drew Bundini Brown.
Oh!
That was
I
Ali's
knew the
guy.
Name. I couldn't remember. Where's
Drew
he coming from?
Drew Bundini Brown. Don't you remember Howard Cosell?
Drew Bundini Brown follows behind, closely behind
Never
the greatest.
Heard of him. Next.
Muhammad Ali.
I don't know who that is, so he sounds stupid.
Look at him right there.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
You want to call me TV?
Yeah. Absolutely. No, this is an important issue. There's at least, what, 70, 80 people? 90 people?
It's at least 1,500.
They're in that very important...
There's like three or four Batman things.
They need a voice.
It comes to about 10, about 9,000.
It's a very important demo, the over 55 demo. A lot of purchasing power.
I got purchase power.
We're all over that demo today.
I got purchase power.
Jose Feliciano coming up for the over 55s.
I make a prediction. Braylon will call during that block.
Probably will.
During and Jose will be, see ya.
See ya, Jose.
I did like the TV show. Just saying that intro was cool.
How good is it, bro? Huh?
It's pretty cool.
Look at Greenway Productions.
Picture
Howie Horowitz.
Picture me, TV, having the same secretary as in the Detroiters. That old lady.
That's great. That would be perfect.
I could see her. That's why no one's going to answer the phone.
Don't remind me the great...
Sorry.
The biggest insult possibly ever to my career.
That or the Google?
The lack of a check mark on Twitter.
That or Google not recognizing you as American broadcaster.
That hurts. That hurts.
There's a couple of them against you.
It's pretty big. Got to have a lot of them.
You know what? You're still evolving. You're the guy that got people to listen to commercials.
If you told me that I would be... screwing around on social media at this point in my life, I would have never believed it.
Where's me TV's people?
It's, you know.
It's all about me.
It's 3 o'clock where they are. That's closing hours for old people.
They're all about themselves.
It is dinner hour over there.
They work from 4 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That would make sense with their lineup. God, that is... Are there really that many old people that watch those shows? I mean, that's really a niche.
Well, let's see.
I understand it's your niche. Do you know a lot of people that watch MeTV?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The wagon train's coming up now.
What's the wagon train?
That's it right there.
I mean, what is it? I don't remember it.
There's one more number we can try.
Mama's Family? Really? There's really people that want to watch that?
I never watched it when it was on.
I didn't either.
That show. This is a guy that works in the sales department. His name just popped up when I Googled it.
Ooh, seriously, you shall have thought. Did you guys see the Colorado River boat crash?
No.
You see anything about it?
I mean, I saw a story, yeah.
See, there's one girl that is missing that is so hot.
Really?
Yeah. I'm really sorry she's missing. I'm just saying, seriously, you shall have thought. They have pictures of her in bikini, and she's just really pretty.
It's nice.
Huge tits.
Take a look at that.
Bartlett Broadcasting, this is Cornelius. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to reach MeTV.
This is part of MeTV. How may I help you today, sir?
Just calling on behalf of a number of our listeners here at the Drew and Mike Show. People are really up in arms over the. I guess there's been a suspension of the Batman show.
I think what they did is they just changed the lineup of the programming. And so it's not that it's a suspension. It's just that we just have a new programming that we change up every 4 months. So it's just the new schedule of TV shows.
Was it doing bad in the ratings?
Probably so. Normally when they have to take a show off, it's because of that.
It's been off for like two straight years.
Yeah, that's normally what happens. What you have to do is you have to go online, let them know the shows that you like. There's a spot that says programming, and you let them know what shows you like. The more rated for the show it is, then the better chance for it to come back on the air, because we need to know, like, okay, well, these people are not watching this channel anymore because these shows came off. And if we're losing viewers, then we'll make sure that we put those shows back on. But we do rotate the TV shows every 4 months.
What got more viewers, Canon or Batman?
More than likely, probably
Canon.
I've noticed it. Mama's.
It may have been Batman. I'm not too sure. To be honest, I've never watched Canon before.
Yeah, no one has.
Yeah, I did back in the 70s. It was pretty good.
The Mama's Family, that's got a great slot. Batman doesn't get more viewers than Mama's Family?
To be honest, I'm not sure. They always do the rotation every 4 months, just so that way everybody gets a chance to watch their shows. These probably were the shows that were requested the most, and they do definitely take into consideration what shows are requested, what shows are not. You know, how many viewers are watching during a certain time, how many viewers are not as well.
Are the viewers really confused when a show disappears? Like, do they know what happened to it? Hello?
No, they really don't.
Yeah, we were told that at least some people are saying that with the Batman decision that MeTV felt a lot of the audience was dying off. That's what some people are saying. Is that true?
Yeah, like for most of them. And then what they like to do is they have to call and like really just watch. They love to call and watch their old TV shows or the ones that they used to watch, of course, when they were younger, because those are TV shows that, it makes them feel at youth again.
I mean, they got the Wagon Train on right now. I don't think anyone watched Wagon Train back in the 60s.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Would you mind holding for a brief moment? I'm getting another call.
Just briefly. This is pretty important.
You. Please.
Okay. I'll make sure that I get you taken
care
of. One moment.
Very important.
Thank you for holding.
Look at the mask thing.
Some people apparently are saying that the Batman audience is dying off.
I can't believe that.
Man, he admitted
that
there's not enough viewers to keep it on.
Who would say
it?
That's not true, Mark.
He just said so.
You made it sound like
I know more about MeTV than this guy.
It sounds like they don't really care how many viewers it has. They're just trying to be fair. They're just trying to be fair to old people who are urchins of habit.
Well, that's why I must just throw their world into chaos when something gets removed from the rotation.
You want me to go to my Facebook page so you can read some of the comments?
Sure.
Let me get to the comments here.
You're not going
to
believe this. MeTV for 2017 had more regular viewers than MTV.
What?
MeTV
really?
Rocks, man.
Wow, I'm blown away
right
by that.
Right after Nick Jr. was 41st.
I'm beating Nick Jr.?
617,000. I don't know what that is, like what the demo or...
MTV does sound a little bit desperate. The Jersey Shore, I mean, they are promoting the living shit out of that. It is stupid.
Does it start again this week, or did it start last week?
Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Because they're in Vegas now, so.
You know, they tried to fuck around with the real world and change the show. That was stupid. I thought they wrecked it. I thought the old format was great. The first night, they go out and get really drunk. Everybody would screw.
Yep, they get in
fights.
They
would all regret it and fight.
Someone would say something racist. They'd kick him out of the house.
And then he'd get back in, say something racist again.
Someone rape someone.
Perry Mason theme.
Ooh.
Another hefty guy.
If Tom worked there, he would just put the phone on hold and listen to the music.
They are great songs.
They'd have to take the songs off hold.
It is amazing how there's no theme songs anymore.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird things going on like that. I guess it's just the timing taken up in programming.
Yeah.
You're talking about 45 seconds or so?
Drew, you'll appreciate this now. The 50 most watched networks from that same year.
Hey, listen.
Adult 18 to 49.
You
MeTV doesn't even show up in the list.
What?
Batman's on. Listen.
Where's MTV?
MTV is 21st.
What's number one 18 to 49?
Yeah, let me make sure that it's not on that list. Yeah, what's number one, 18 to 49? CBS.
CBS? What's the number one cable network?
Wait, I'm sorry. Hang on. The wrong one again. I'm sorry. NBC, Fox, then CBS, ABC, ESPN, Univision, Telemundo, the CW, USA Network, TBS, TNT, Adult Swim, Discovery, AMC, FX, Bravo.
Discovery's that high?
Yeah.
What, is that investigative Discovery?
Man. No, that's just regular.
What? It's disappointing.
MTV is right around the Food Network. HBO's down there. You have to pay to have that.
Uh-oh. I'm just on the Daily Mail.
Is this guy going to ever come back? Should I hang up?
Rudy Giuliani's estranged wife is writing explosive tell-all about her 15-year marriage, lifting the lid on his affair and failed bid to become president himself.
Who cares? Can't wait to hear it.
I know.
This guy's never coming back.
Rahm Emanuel is not running for a third term in Chicago, raising speculation to run for president. What? Really?
Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
Sorry, Tom, as much as you love these songs, when I hang up on them.
Piers Morgan, Kaepernick won't stand for the flag, but he'll bow down to the Nike dollar. So much for sacrificing everything.
So he never has to make money again?
Exactly. Enraged Colin Kaepernick critics use the image of deceased NFL star and Army Rangers hero Pat Tillman on social media to shame Nike's new Just Do It campaign featuring the controversial former 49ers QB. Yeah, there's a lot of foolishness.
Anyway.
Hello?
I hung up on him.
Oh, okay. He was blowing us off.
Did you see Lovato selling her house?
She is?
A drug den, yeah.
Why? Because there's so many drugs in it, she can't live in there without finding them?
She put it up on the market. Well, what's funny is her security guards have been living there since she's been in rehab. So what are they supposed to do, man?
Party up a storm till the drugs are gone?
I said they're out of work because she did too many drugs one night with that rambly mess of a guy.
Wow.
Who's not being charged either. They announced that.
Ooh.
Not even being investigated.
Judge Kavanaugh snubs Parkland dad trying to shake his hand at confirmation hearing. The White House says it was security that kept the two men apart.
Who? Was it Hogg?
No, Judge Kavanaugh. I don't know who it was.
Who was he trying? Whose hand
sounds
was
like
he
a
trying
really
to shake?
Dumb Some Parkland dad was trying to shake his hand and security apparently got in between them. But they're showing it in super slow-mo over and over.
It's actually been pretty erotic. After all, the palm is the vagina of the hand.
You didn't want to shake with the vagina of the hand.
Wow, listen to this story. You guys have been following the Mel B divorce, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like she and Belafonte.
A little wild.
Some pretty wacky goings-on.
Mm-hmm. Was it a threesome?
Yeah, I think she digs chicks, actually.
Nice. She likes everything.
Good for her.
But she has been ordered to submit to random drug and alcohol tests and could lose custody of her daughter after her male nanny claimed she neglected her children for morning boozing and sex with strangers.
How dare you!
Exactly.
Her manny?
Wait, is this manny? I thought it said nanny.
No!
Her male nanny. Yes, her manny.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Full-scale custody
evaluation. I'm fucking sorry I had a child with you.
It's funny because he really was trashed in the initial round.
Oh, he's an asshole.
I mean,
too,
yeah,
though.
He sounds like a real dick. I agree.
I mean, the fact that he changed his name to Belafonte because he thought he looked like Harry Belafonte is pretty weak.
That was pretty funny.
What a dork.
She's been ordered by a judge to 4 months of random testing after her. They call him her Manny in here, Maz. Congratulations.
I told you. Yeah.
Nice going. The judge ordered a full scale custody evaluation of the ex Spice Girl, decided if she's fit enough to parent. Maintain custody. America's Got Talent judge showed up in court in a cream-colored jacket, patterned silk blouse, beige pants.
Cream-colored jacket.
Come on, give me more dirt. Oh, she does look. It's funny. She's dressed. Her outfit says, "I never fuck."
What?
Yeah,
that's a lie.
Look, I know. No, but that's what the outfit's designed to say, isn't it, really? I mean, look at her.
Oh, I thought you meant literally. Oh, yeah, that's very business, buttoned up.
Yeah.
Boring. She had to cover up the matching tattoo with a hairdresser. She wants a quirk
tattoo.
To see that.
Oh, was that dumb?
Tom, would you get a matching tattoo with your hairdresser?
I would not.
Do you have a hairdresser?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I do. Yvonne.
Really?
Yeah. She's the best.
Drinking's out of control, incapable of caring for Madison and her 11-year-old, and her ferocious appetite for sex made her a bet a procession of random men.
Nice.
I'm sure our relations prompted Belafonte to go back to court to ask judge for a modification of their joint child custody and force his ex-wife to undergo drug testing. He's walking in acting all cool.
Nice.
Such a zero.
I guess we should call
Looks
Jose
like a nice
here,
little
sure.
guy, actually.
What,
at 4:30?
The Manny, who called Mel B the world's number one bad mom, claims she slept with dozens of men since divorcing Belafonte last December, including her children's piano teacher, a driver, hairdresser, a surfer kid, and a guy she picked up at Soho House, who the kids nicknamed Smelly Feet.
Gross! Ugh, get him out of the house.
She also would leave the children unsupervised with some of the men she brought home
guilty.
For sex.
Just guilty for bringing Smelly Feet into the house. Ugh.
Wow.
The hideousness of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
Drinking got so bad, she would start with a beer and wine at 10, sometimes earlier, before progressing to harder liquor such as vodka, tequila, or gin until she completely passes out.
Oh, well. Did you hear Smelly Feet's testimony?
No. You have some?
Yeah.
Goddamn shoes.
That's the only thing he said on the stand.
Goddamn shoes.
He was often dispatched to the local market where she demanded he buy 12 bottles of wine, 2 bottles of vodka, and 1 or 2 12 packs of beer. That would be gone in 4 or 5 days.
Oh, come on. That's too much. He overstated that.
He included with his declaration a photo of empty tequila boxes stacked to the ceiling of her home. Her behavior got so bad.
You've been drinking as long as me, you build up a tolerance.
I begged her not to drink tequila. I told her she became very mean and angry when she drank tequila.
Please don't drink tequila. Whatever you do.
For me and for the kids.
For Smelly Feet.
For Smelly Feet, too.
Don't drink the tequila.
Brown is reportedly denying his sensational claims, telling a friend they are nonsense, an exaggeration.
The tequila made me do it!
It's a smear campaign! Mill is fuming right now about what happened in court. I bet she's fuming.
This story is so dumb. It's the best.
Belafonte, who divorced Mel B in December after a long-running battle in which lurid tales of kinky sex, drug and alcohol abuse, and allegations of domestic violence made headlines. She spent more than $1 million in legal fees, owes another $800,000 to attorneys and accountants.
Isn't she bankrupt? I thought she was bankrupt.
She's more than $3 million in the red, and the IRS has started garnishing her America's Got Talent salary to pay off hundreds of thousands of dollars in back taxes she owes. In August, the judge ordered Brown to pay Belafonte $350,000 in legal fees. Oh, he's bankrupting her, according to this story. She has to give him a lot of dough. Couple order set aside $1.1 million when they sell their $8 million former marital home to pay back taxes for 2016.
Wow.
God, what a mess.
They seem perfect for each other, really.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I think you were starting to get into it earlier, but we got sidetracked by Kaepernick. Were you going to talk about the Jeffrey Owens story about social media?
Oh, yeah.
And how stupid social media will be?
What's this? What was the story
about?
That
was the guy from the Cosby Show that was bagging groceries at Trader Joe.
Apparently he was work-shamed, which I didn't know was a thing, nor did I know he was work-shamed. I just thought...
By the way, yeah.
I thought there was a story that reported, hey,
thank you.
Look, he's working
he's
there
working,
now.
He's bagging groceries.
Yeah.
Well, I think they were making fun of him.
Show me the story where they're making fun of him. Because honestly, I saw two stories. Daily Mail had a story.
And it just said, hey, look, the guy that was on the Cosby Show is now bagging groceries.
See if you can find the Fox News story. Because Fox News was taking a lot of shit, as was the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail story, it was a little sensational, but they weren't really saying, what a loser. They were just saying he was a star in the Cosby Show, and now he's bagging groceries, which I think... You know, it's sort of like, where are they now?
Yeah.
Isn't where are they now really a shaming thing in a way? Like, look at this loser. Look what he's doing now. He was a star, and now he's this.
The headline is, Cosby Show actor Jeffrey Owens spotted bagging groceries at New Jersey Trader Joe's. This is from Fox News. By the way, he was Elvin. Remember Elvin?
Yeah.
Cosby did not like him.
Yeah. He stuck his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm repeating that. I just heard that this morning. Although I do remember a little bit.
So far, those first two columns are just factual. The shopper who spotted the article told the Daily Mail. So the first story was from Daily Mail. She was grocery shopping with her wife, the store security manager, around 7:30 p.m. on Saturday evening when she recognized Owens, took photos. I was just in Trader Joe's, and I said to my Miami Vice guy here. I was in Trader Joe's. I said to my wife, wait a minute, that's the guy from the Cosby Show. Karma
Lawrence. Who would have recognized him? I would have never recognized him. He looks totally different.
I might have.
Really? Maz?
He's been in other stuff.
Because he's gained weight and he had a big puffy beard. That's just for Jose's number. We got to call him.
Oh.
So can you hand that to Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. When we get time.
I'm just reading through this story to see what was so negative about it.
It wasn't that negative. I think it's
a shame story. I do.
But it's not.
It's just the way I read things now. I'm so cynical.
Everything in there is factual as to what exactly happened. The lady saw him. She couldn't believe it was him. Took a picture. Went home. Never saw him at Trader Joe's. Compared to the internet. And that was it. Is he mad because it's a story?
You know what? I don't think he's really mad.
He said he was on GMA. He felt like he was work shamed.
But then he said it was only for a quick second. A quick minute, because so many people came to his defense. I saw the clip with Robin Roberts and him.
Who really shamed him, though?
Well, it's like a look at you now type of thing.
Isn't it better that this got out there? Because now everyone knows he's available for work.
Well, it turns out,
this guy isn't really getting work. Maybe we can give him some work. Isn't this a good thing?
You know what he said about that?
What?
I don't want people to call me because they feel sorry for me. I've had a good life. He's like, I've had a good career.
He said,
I want to earn my Pete.
So they can call me and I'll test.
I'll screen test.
That's fine.
I'll audition.
He seems like a genuinely good guy.
He does.
Guy. I just don't know why he seemed like a great guy.
I liked him when I didn't really watch The Cosby Show a lot.
It was on Divorce. Remember the show Divorce on HBO?
It was on HBO. One season, I think it lasted.
It's back.
Is it?
I think it's going to be back.
Yeah. Is he gone from there now?
I don't know if he's still on there or not.
Is this kind of like people burning their Nike shoes where it's just a tiny, tiny, tiny group of people? 99.9% of people go, hey, I think it's fucking great. He's working. He's not getting the jobs he used to get, but he's working for a living. He's doing whatever he can. What's wrong with that?
Actually, I think 99%. I think most 99% of people that saw the story just went, oh, okay. Didn't give it any thought one way or the other. Like, oh, there's Alvin today. Okay, cool.
Oh, come on. How could you not think like an actor at one time on a big show?
Yeah, I think you'd feel bad for him.
Feel bad.
Yeah.
You have to.
Because you, in your own mind, are in a way, you're shaming. Go, oh, my God, he's bagging groceries. Yeah. He used to be in the Cosby. Yeah, it's not an unnatural thing to think. But at the same time, you can also be saying, hey, I love that the guy's working. He could be sitting home whining, getting evicted or something. But, you know, he's doing what he has to do. He also teaches at Yale.
Yeah.
And
he said that didn't pay the bills. He said
he's got four different jobs.
Yeah. He said teaching was not paying. How much can he be making bagging groceries?
How much is he spending?
How much does he make at
the story said they generally make $11 an hour. Yeah. I think that's a little low for what he was doing.
Is he in California?
In the New York area? No, out in Jersey, outside New York.
I bet you I know the place
he's at.
Maybe
you should take a vacation and go see how he's doing.
Get a job there, Tom, and then we'll take a picture of you.
There are plenty of Trader Joe's in Jersey that I pass all the time and sometimes
you work part-time there while you're part-time?
I don't have any time anymore. If I went anywhere, I'd go to Kroger, first of all.
There's plenty of Trader Joe's that I pass when I'm there. That is the weakest connection to this story.
I've been in them. I know.
Oh,
it's right next
to
the TikTok diner in Jersey.
Tom's been in them, Trader Joe's.
Have you seen someone who looked like him bagging groceries?
It could have been. You know what? It didn't cross my mind at that time, but I was really concentrating on the TikTok diner that was right next door.
Are you the best diner
in Jersey.
Are you on his Facebook page, Mark?
No, that was the Daily Mail story. That's the lady that took the picture, her and her wife.
Okay.
Lovely couple.
Wait, oh, her and her wife?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Funny how people say
that. That picture with him and Kaz.
Oh, you see how pissed people were that Cosby gave like an RIP to Aretha?
He did.
He did. He had some kind of a, you know, some little statement about Aretha. People were like, oh, fuck you.
Did people jump and go, would you drug her too?
No, he didn't want to nail her, so he didn't drug her.
How about the Aretha family? Not happy with their eulogy.
Well, then why they should be mad at whoever was in charge of that funeral that put all those weasels in there. It was a 7-hour funeral.
Yeah,
Come on, that's a little ridiculous, isn't it?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but
it's very ridiculous.
His speech or his eulogy was awful.
It was stupid. Why is anyone talk about anything? I got to tell you, I watched Meghan McCain talking about John today. Why is this person angry at John McCain's funeral? Shouldn't she be saying nice things about John McCain instead of getting pissed off? She looked pissed. I thought it was weird.
Maybe she was pissed with how some people have treated the death of her father, who she...
I know, but why do that at the funeral?
Because that's her public moment. She's taking some time off from The View.
She could have done it.
That was a news story.
By the way, The View, the world is up in arms because someone from Fox News is going to be added to The View. And so the people who watch The View are like,
I can't stand it with just Meghan McCain with this beast. It'll be horrible.
And the people are saying to her, are saying, how could you go on that horrible show?
Hasn't it been that way from the beginning when that Matsunukas was on there?
Yes.
And everyone.
Well, they always had one person who was on
Elizabeth
the right
Hasselbeck.
And four girls Hasselbeck. From the left.
It started
and
with
have two on the right and three from the left, and it's going to be a fucking hen clucking from hell.
Remember Walters treated that first chick like shit.
I know.
Debbie Metzenopoulos.
Yep.
Who was a nobody.
You know, I just saw Where Are They Now About Her.
Is she working at Trader Joe's?
She might be. No, I think it was, actually the story was, look at what Debbie Metzenopoulos is doing now. And it was something
where,
like, I was
did
going,
you first
like,
go, who?
Was she with Elvin? Was she at Trader Joe's with
Thanks
Elvin?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
She was the cashier. And
that was a bad one.
Elvin was bagging.
Got it. Sorry.
Actually, I think she was stocking shelves, now that I think about it. No, she had some job they were claiming
She's
was.
She's a greeter.
They were claiming she had a really good job.
Look at fake Tiger.
Oh, my
Tiger.
God, she looks way different now, too.
Is she hot?
She was co-host of The Insider?
I don't remember
Like
that.
In 2016?
Tiger Woods' imposter charms fans.
Yeah,
cool.
He looks good.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't look that much like him. He's just wearing a red shirt, black pants, and a Tiger Woods hat and sunglasses.
I think those two are still boning.
Probably.
The oldest couple. They've been married for 84 years?
Yeah, we should call Jose now.
Why? It's not time yet.
Well, it's supposed to be 4 o'clock.
Is he really punctual?
Oh!
What?
I thought you said 4:30.
No, it said 4 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
I wrote them and said we're a few minutes behind, so hopefully that's going to...
Okay. Yeah, we better know.
Well, I tried to, but you kept telling me that I was wrong, so I just
You could write a note.
On. I did. I rolled it up and threw it to you.
His phone number?
Yeah, about 15,
it was
20
minutes ago.
20 minutes ago. Check it out.
Oh, man. I hope he's not looking at the clock.
Anyway, Jose Feliciano.
Well, if we have another hole to fill, I'm out of here.
I understand, Drew. I totally get it.
Kidding.
I'll be totally blamed for two missing interviews today. I went for
a walk. Demi Lovato's home where oxycodone overdose took place on the market for $9.5 million.
Make sure to listen to the podcast.
No, I'm just where oxycodone overdose took place. I mean, that's how they define that.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Jose Feliciano for the Drew and Mike show.
Hi, it's Susan Feliciano. Who is this?
This is Drew, and I'm here with Maz and Mark.
Hi, Susan.
The whole crew.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We just want to apologize for being late. We had some misinformation.
They're blaming me.
No worries. WWJ had misinformation, too.
Oh, well, they always do. They're fake news.
Oh, do they? Okay. Yeah,
just kidding.
Hey, you met Jose in Detroit. Did you meet Jose in Detroit?
I did.
Well, we're in Detroit.
To my prom at Holy Redeemer High School.
Really?
Look at that.
On the corner of Verner and Junction.
No kidding. I was under the impression that Ernie Harwell or Lulu Harwell introduced you.
Ernie did.
Wow. No kidding. Well,
yeah.
How about
what
that?
What a great story.
That's cool.
And you've been married?
Yeah, good story, bro.
How long have you been married?
Cool story, bro.
You've been married?
We married on our 11th anniversary of having met. And that was, I think, 30. We married 36 years ago and married. We married 36 years ago, met 47 years ago.
Yeah, I was doing the 36 plus 11, too, and I was kind of struggling with that number.
I know. It's not easy. We just say a long time.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's good.
That.
Hey, not many people stay together that long, so good for you.
Thank you, sir.
Are you looking forward to coming back to the, not old Tiger Stadium, but new and improved Stadium?
I know. No, I'm just coming. I'm looking forward to coming back home, period, end, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We've been away for a long, long time. And in the meantime, you know, there was a real blowout with regard to what happened to Detroit, to my Detroit, our Detroit, your Detroit. And, you know, it about twice a year, I'll watch the implosion of Hudson downtown, where I spent you know, my childhood. And, you know, so it's like, what is that? Okay, I'm sorry. We have a technical malfunction here at home. You know, there are lots of the memories, you know, are wicked strong. And so, yes, the short answer to that is very much so.
Wicked yes. strong. That sounds like a Bostonian yeah. person on the phone.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we're excited
I'm
to talk.
I'm all over the place.
We're excited to talk to Jose about this strange anniversary, and should be a good one.
It will be. It will be. Jose's right here.
Great.
He's in the same room with the noisy bird. So hopefully, yeah, there he is.
What's his name?
You're moving. All right, come on this way. No, he's going to come into the kitchen. But it's exciting, and I'll give you to Jose right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sounds like a crazy
Who am I
crowd.
Speaking to?
Okay, it's Drew and Mark and Maz.
Hi, how are you, Jose?
Drew, Mark, and
Maz.
M-A-Z, Maz.
Maz. Tom, you can call me Tom Maz. If you like.
Maserati?
Sure. Yeah, close.
Exactly.
Close.
I have to be careful with that one.
Uh-oh. Why?
Carful.
Instead of careful?
I have to be careful.
We got it, Susan.
Okay.
So, Jose, I've been reading up, and I heard about you playing. Did you play with Jimi Hendrix, or did he just compliment your, he was saying what a great player you were?
He complimented. I didn't play with Jimi. I met him, before I met him, I enjoyed what he was doing with the electric guitar for rock and roll. So it was a thrill to meet him in London when I did in 1967, I think it was.
And someone sent me a version of you playing, I want to say Purple Haze on the electric guitar. Was that you?
I do. Yeah, I do play Purple Haze because at the time, even though I play the nylon string guitar, I wanted people to know that, hey, don't mess with me. I play electric guitar, too. So, but I enjoyed it. I love Jimi. No one will ever play it like Jimi Hendrix did. I just played it because I liked it. It was part of my repertoire. I mean, I used to do so many things.
Yeah, you know, that period, you were active. Did you record with John Lennon?
I did. I recorded with John Lennon. He was doing an album on rock and roll, and one of the tracks was Be My Baby, and I got to play electric guitar on that. And in the studio next door, Joni Mitchell was doing her album, I think it was called Free Man in Paris, or the song was Free Man in Paris, and the album was Court and Spark, and I got to play with Larry Carlton and Max Bennett and all those people.
Wow. And Cat Stevens and Paul Simon. I mean, you were really working with some big, big, big names.
I did. Well, you know, here's the story for you. I was in New Orleans, and I was playing at a place called The Warehouse in New Orleans. And then I decided, hey, I think I'm going to go out and see what's happening in New Orleans. And in another club somewhere, I found that Cat Stevens was playing there. You know, Cat Stevens at the time was really hot.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote great songs. This is before he became a Muslim.
Oh, yeah. Know? I knew. Well, I remember T for the Tillerman was so big.
Oh, that was a great album.
Absolutely.
Oh, very young, what will you show us this time? We're only on the earth dancing for a short time. I love that song. That's one of my favorites.
It's a great song.
Peace Train. I love Peace Train.
Oh, Peace Train, yeah. I love hand clap songs.
I like the clapping, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you're coming to Detroit, and it's hard to believe 50 years since this national anthem. which you charted with. And I didn't realize you had actually had a Billboard hit with the national anthem with your version. And we listened.
Well, it was the first time the anthem that had happened to the anthem. When I did the anthem, the only person that had sung it, a little different maybe, was Aretha Franklin, but she did it for a convention, you know, nothing like a ball game. And I had a different version of the anthem, which was a little too progressive. It was a little too rock and roll. And I upped it for Jose, just sing it in a gospel, soulful feel. And at least you'll be doing it better than the regular version, which, after a while, even the people who went to ball games got tired of the same interpretation, and they didn't pay attention to the anthem. And I just did it my way. I wasn't out to cause any controversies. I love America. I always have. And America, for me, has always been great. It's like that old song, America's been great. Don't change it now.
After you did it and there's the big explosion and protest and people are mad, who were some of the first people like in the entertainment industry to reach out to you to say, hey, I loved it. It was great. It was different. You do what you do.
Well, I had some people. I had Glenn Campbell tell me, hey, you know, Glenn was an adventurer like me in that sense. But again, I'm very proud of the fact that I can be from two countries, America and Puerto Rico. I'm a Puerto Rican American, and I'm proud of that. And my thing, as I said, was not to defame America, but to show my appreciation. I mean, where could a kid from the hills of Puerto Rico come to and get as high as I did? I mean, I wasn't even trying to reach stardom when I started my career. I just love music. It was a hobby for me for a while, and then I thought, well, I don't see any other jobs available to me as a blind person, so let me try music.
I remember reading about it, I watched the 68 World Series. I was 8 years old. And do you remember it, Maz, or did you just know it from watching?
I just knew it from baseball history and looking back at it. And I was a big Ernie Harwell fan, and I know he was the guy that I think, did he get you the gig for that song?
He did. He invited me to do it. And poor man, because of me, he almost lost his job. But I have to say, he had the guts to defend me.
He sure did.
And, you know, he introduced me to Susan, whom you met.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, I love Ernie. I will miss him. He's a big part of the Tigers. And Al Kaline, who I really admired. What a great player he was. The Tigers, Dick McCullough, all those guys, you know, Bill Freehand. Bill Freehand.
Mickey Lolich,
definitely. Mr. Motorcycle.
Jim Northrop.
And,
Mickey Stanley.
Yep. McClain.
Mickey Stanley was also excellent. All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, well, they're celebrating that team because it's the 50-year anniversary, and I thought it was really cool that they thought, wouldn't it be nice to get Jose Feliciano back to play the anthem he sang in 68, which, by the way, we listened to it on the show the other day, and because I've read about it, I thought, gosh, what kind of crazy national anthem is this going to be? And it was so nice. It was really good.
It was different.
Well, I have a real erratic form. Should I do that with this guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Drive this place crazy again.
You should do it. You should do it the quote unquote normal way now, because everyone's expecting the 1968 version.
Yeah. No, but I'm happy that the Tigers invited me. I was working in Detroit years ago, playing at a place called The Retort, and my first guide dog came from Leader Dogs, which I want to say through your podcast. They didn't ask me to do this, but guide dogs are very important for the blind, and so I urge everybody that's hearing me on this podcast, whatever you can afford, contribute something to Leader Dogs, because they're one of the causes that make sense, you know?
Yep.
I had a dog, and she was wonderful. I mean, I could walk faster than normal with her. Once you put that power in a person's hands, they're never the same. They change. They become more wanting to go places and do things. So please do this for me.
I can't imagine the fear. I mean, how old were you when you came from Puerto Rico? 5 years old and you moved to New York?
I was a little tyke. Yeah, I was 5 years old.
And you learned the guitar. And you got so good at the guitar. And then going out on tour as a blind person, I can't imagine doing that. And I don't know, just going anywhere. We can't imagine. No. What that would be like.
Well, you know what you ought to do sometimes? When you're in your house, cover your eyes and learn to get around your house without your eyes. Because someday you might need that. The power goes out and you're screwed.
we know about that.
Yeah,
boy.
Heavens
too. Yeah, we are screwed.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I was just going to say, you know, we all know that Ernie invited you to sing the anthem. How well did you know him before, and how did you meet Ernie?
I did not know who Ernie Harwell was until he invited me, and I got to Detroit. My wife was a big Ernie Harwell fan. She knew who he was. I didn't know what he was, but to me, what I loved about Ernie was his southern twang when he called the game or whatever he did.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he was as good as Vin Scully.
Better.
He was as well, okay. I'd go that far.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's close.
Excuse me?
I don't even think he's close. I'm not a big Vin fan.
No, they're different.
Very different.
Ernie is revered here like no other.
Well, he should be.
He should. I agree.
He was like no other, really.
Yeah.
I loved him. I mean, for me, there was, the, you know, even Mal Allen. Because, you know, when I came to New York, on the radio, I had to grow up with the Yankees, who lost yesterday, by the way.
They did.
Yeah, and they couldn't beat the Tigers.
Nope.
All right, Tigers, take it from there. I could say some things about the Tigers that I don't agree with, but I won't, because they're kind enough to invite me to be there, and I'm glad to. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a Tigers fan in the old days when they had pitchers like Don Mossy. They had in '68. You know, we had Norm Cash, and I love Willie Horton. And I also enjoy, here's a name you don't hear too much from about Detroit, and that's Ron LaFleur.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was a great player, Ron LaFleur.
I believe he stole 90 bases.
Yep.
He led the
and
league
he had
in,
to give them back.
He led the league in stolen bases, I think, 5 or 6 times, maybe even 5 or 6 years in a row. He was something else.
Yep.
Right out of prison, too.
LeVar Burton was great. He was.
Lamar Burton?
LeVar Burton. When he played Ron LaFleur on a television movie.
Oh, that's right. I didn't hear that movie.
Hey, Maz, talk about the way we were looking at the anthem. It was unusual to see the way it was set up where Jose was singing.
Yeah, you were out on the field, and the color guards were with you, and the teams were obviously standing on the first and third baseline. Will they replicate that again?
I have no idea.
So they didn't tell you. They haven't told you anything about it. They just said.
They haven't told me.
Now you were.
I'm looking forward to getting. First thing I'm going to do when I land in Detroit is fine where I can have my first sip of Verner.
Nice.
Spoken like a Detroiter.
You can have it right there at the airport. They got everything for you.
That is better by far than this Canada Dry ginger ale. Give me a break.
That's swill.
That isn't ginger ale.
Swill.
Yeah.
We played Light My Fire yesterday on the podcast, you know, I had forgotten it was such a big hit. That was a top five hit, and you won a Grammy for that.
I did. I was very blessed. I won Grammys for Best Male Vocalist and Best Performance by a Male Vocalist.
And you've won, but hey, no big deal. You've won 8 or 9 Grammys, haven't you, since?
Yeah, but your first Grammy is a big deal because it's your first one. And sad for me, I was in California and my family wasn't there to enjoy it, like my brothers and other siblings, you know. So I was very alone in that situation, but excited. I didn't know what to say. I really didn't. You know, I was going to say, thank you for the Grammy. Thank you very much.
Gracias.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Also, as I was reading about some of your other credits, of course, Feliz Navidad, which is such a giant, giant song, and you wrote that, so I'm sure that's been very good to you. But the theme to Chico and the Man.
Wow. Freddie Prinze.
Yes, I was in Brazil because I went on vacation with my drummer. And he took me to the carnivals in Brazil. It was in February. And I was enjoying myself, and I got a call that James Comack wanted me to write the theme. The agent I had at the time, Mr. Burl Heckman, got me that assignment. And it took me about... I wrote 2 themes for Chico. The one that comes at the end, Chico en el Barrio, and the other one was the other theme, Chico.
Don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
So good.
Chico, if you try now.
Looking good.
Looking good.
It's not my job. Hey, yeah, when they asked you to write it, you should have just said, it's not my job.
Yeah, well... Freddie Prinze was one of the guys that made me feel sad that they didn't have gun laws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a wild.
I know. Dude. It was a blank. It was supposed to be a blank gun, I think you thought it was, right?
My wife is saying that I am such a buzz pill. Buzz pill. Yeah, my wife said to me, it was our anniversary, you know?
Yeah.
And she said to me, I want you to take me someplace I've never been before. I said, try the kitchen.
Hey!
Ba-dum-bum. Take my wife, please.
Yes.
Hey.
Here.
Hello. Goodbye. Touché.
I was
that
gonna...
ain't the way I heard it.
Oh.
I was going to say when I heard the Chico.
I don't mean to interrupt you guys, but Detroit has a lot of great old radio history. Detroit is where Grace Beamer played the Lone Ranger.
Oh yeah,
that's a little before my time, but yeah, Detroit has a great. I mean,
I was on WXYZ, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what year did you get here?
I just know a lot about radio history. I love radio.
Yeah, CKLW. Was strong in the 60s, I know, from Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
800?
Mm-hmm.
You're probably talking about before then. I was just going to say, your voice on Chico and the Man, I could hear you sing almost anything, and I would know that was you, which is not an easy thing to achieve. Did we lose Jose?
No.
No?
Jose?
I don't know.
We lost him. That's a great, that's a very underrated song.
It is, I agree.
So good. I could hear this right now and probably buy the single. That's a great voice.
What happened to Jose?
I don't know.
I'm worried.
You got a Verner's.
I think the buzzkill thing caused a big fight.
It was almost the beginning of a domestic situation.
It may have been.
So he was in left field when he was at Tiger Stadium back
in
the day.
I thought left field. In center. He was in left
field? I thought
he
was in center. He was in left field. He walked out there with his his guide dog.
He did?
Yeah.
Really?
His guide dog, Trudy.
Yep. And,
Trudy?
That's where he sang it with his guitar. And the color guard right there with him.
And then immediately afterward, the switchboard lit up at Tiger Stadium and at NBC. I didn't know this, but because he had sunglasses on, people thought
did
it was...
Did you dial him back up?
Yeah, people thought it was even more of a protest. They didn't know he was blind.
What, they thought he was being... He thought he was hot?
They thought it was a Vietnam War protest.
Oh, come on. Really?
Because he had long hair and sunglasses.
Oh, how weird.
I was okay.
I want to hear the anthem again. Sounds great. I know, I hear it.
It is real. No, it's really good.
I like to hear it.
I really like it.
Pump it up, like, hear it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, she disconnected the phone.
Pump it up there, Mark.
She's calling 911.
Great quality.
I know the quality's not the best. This was released as a single, though, so there probably is a clean version.
Now, let me ask you this. And I'm just guessing this. I guess Whitney Houston might have charted with her version.
Oh, yeah, she probably did.
Super Bowl... 20?
I think
21,
you're right.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I don't know who's higher.
Not 21, she, 25, my bad. 25.
Jose Feliciano was number 50. Oh, she was number 25?
Oh, Super Bowl 25.
Oh, Super Bowl 25?
Yeah.
I have a feeling she charted a little higher.
With Giants Bills, remember?
Yeah. Oh, how well.
Listen to Kirk Gowdy.
I know, I got so fired up when I heard Kirk's name yesterday. As soon as I heard his voice, I knew it was him.
How great was that with Tony Kubek and... All those guys back then. One game a week
good.
We got. One damn game a week.
I know how much you love announcers' voices. Yes. Kurt Gowdy's voice, I really did like.
It
did say it's a big game. We were talking about Brent Musburger's tweet.
Yep.
Did you hear about that?
I did. He's got nothing to lose now. He's playing with house money.
A.J. McCarron's wife, his beautiful wife, is coming to Oakland. It was funny.
Did you see the one response to it?
I saw a ton of response to it.
Okay, second down and 69.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's really funny.
I retweeted that.
Did your internet just go down?
No, did it?
I don't know. I just lost everything. I don't know if that's
what. Are we on the air? Are we recording?
Oh yeah, that's not a problem.
You have a backup generator now to guarantee that.
Kind of. We do.
That's good.
We could be in the dark, but we'd still be recording.
You guys know what to do.
Phone system is weird here, man.
Hey, man.
I don't know.
We have a new base. Well, he answered the phone the first time. Are the levels down on the phone?
Yeah, no, don't. That's
okay.
Neither here nor there.
Can we blame it on David Hall anyway? Is there any way to blame this on D. Hall?
The Hall Financial Hotline?
Yeah.
Wait, do I have internet? Let's see if I have internet.
I think that might be the issue because I can't even get a dial tone now.
What?
Yeah. The modem screwed up.
What?
Zoom just checked it out. What'd you do?
Oh, man, I am hot.
Well, who knows when this is going to even get posted then?
Why don't we unplug the modem, give it a minute, and plug it back in?
Oh, Control-Alt-Delete.
Think that'll do it?
Can you plug my phone
in? No, I can't believe you just suggested to unplug the modem and then replug it back in. Yeah, that's just everybody's...
That's how you reset it.
It works 90% of the time.
Yeah.
I know, but it's just that you said it with such authority.
I know. I figured maybe I had something on you. Figured I had maybe I had a scoop on you.
Kind of cute.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, now I feel bad because Jose is just wondering, like, hey, what happened?
No, we've got Jose Feliciano who's ready to curse us out.
Susan, his wife.
Braylon's trying to call in right now.
Blowout mode.
He's trying to call in right now while the phones aren't
working. Why wouldn't Braylon answer me after answering me so many times? I mean, what could possibly.
Okay.
It's irresponsible speculation as to what's going on
He never pulled this stuff at 105.1.
How about that, Tom? Maybe that's what he's doing.
Well, Braylon.
Look at Tom. It made him laugh.
What did you say?
He said maybe he's doing.
Oh.
Catching baseball, like footballs. It's working out.
He was easy to work with at 105.1, wasn't he?
He was great.
When
he was a very nice guy.
Yeah, he was great.
Was there some irregularity to
Yeah, there was a few.
There was, okay.
There was a few.
Okay.
You always had to,
he was,
worry
I
a
mean,
little.
At Riff, he was in his zenith. I mean, he was an NFL star. and he came in.
He joined you guys a lot?
Yeah, a couple times. I think he was doing a couple of charity events.
Call Stanley if you want.
No, we can't because the phone is down.
That's true.
I thought Braylon was super nice. I really liked him. He's once you get him going, he's an easygoing. Yeah, he's very likable.
Yeah,
but he does have sort of a hothead thing once in a while. He's had some. I
never really minded.
He's had some run-ins.
I figured that he's 35 years old. He's growing up. He's maybe things a little slow.
He was on BTN Friday night after the Spartans game. He did a fine job.
I think the Big Ten Network, I think he's a great hire. I mean, he was a superstar player, although, Lloyd had issues with him.
Yeah. I saw that video.
Oh, that's funny.
Really hard.
It's two chicks getting married?
Yeah, and they're wearing their wedding dress, and a big wave comes up and just soaks them. Womp.
Hey, that's kind of hot. The wet...
wet gown contest?
Wet gown, yeah.
Chances you take, man, for a good picture.
And I thought he was kidding. So I started cracking up, and just poured on us. I'm like, I kind of just sat there in shock, like, did that really just happen? Is this
real? That's a hot couple.
The photographer captured the very moment the wave came crashing in.
You can see my face. I know it's coming, and I'm already like, you're scared to death. I'm scared to death.
And check this out.
I was wet before, but now I'm really wet.
16-foot tiger shark.
I've seen some scissor action there.
I would just like to say the two of you, get it on.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Oh, yeah, scissor. Yeah, scissor me, Allison.
Janet, you're crazy.
Oh, this is hot scissoring. Oh, scissor me timbers.
God, South Park is so funny.
Well, while we have a second, I need to tell you about my new Lincoln MKZ.
Oh, yeah.
It's still officially new.
Is it still new?
I meant to get this done a long time ago.
I got it over at Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln in Southfield. They are Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership.
Why do they call it Star?
Well, you want to know, Tom? Because Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot McInerney gave it that name. And the stars do align at Hoot's place. There's a newly remodeled showroom, immaculate service area. Check out the Lincoln MKZ. You'll love it. You'll love the 14-speaker Revel audio sound system it's got. You can crank all your tunes or the podcast as you drive around in luxury. You could also check out the Navigator. It was 2018 North American Truck of the Year. The podcast and the McInerneys, they're going to make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln is call our very own personal sales rep, Jimmy D, Tom's favorite. Call Jimmy toll-free at 855-567-STAR. Email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. He's going to take personal care of you. Our loyal podcast listener, Jimmy, is always there, day or night. Give him a call. You'll get the guaranteed lowest price Lincoln allowance, whatever model you choose. Call Jimmy D. Drive the Star, 855-567-STAR.
Hey, Braylon talked to the Detroit News.
Yeah, Angelique.
Make sure. That was before the show.
Not happy.
Thanks for listening to Tom before the show.
He's been thrown off by Braylon not calling.
I know.
Yeah, he's been way off
his game today.
Us, Jose not being, there.
We have no closure with Jose.
There's no closure. This.
My game is off.
Check the phones again, Mark.
Jose's wildly trying to call us. What if Jose was just
Your game is way on, baby.
Just redialing like a madman.
Did you text him and thank him?
I am.
Zeus, when you unplugged it, did you count to 15 or 60 before you plugged it back in?
What, is there actually debate about how long it has to be? I know. I thought it was 10 seconds. But I was
it was a minute.
I was with 20 seconds anyway.
Industry standard is 15.
1 minute.
Is it totally shot?
It's having trouble reconnecting.
Oh, man. It's not. Oh, it just popped back up.
We will refund the Hall Financial Hotline for the for that time that was not available.
Do you want me to try Jose back?
We could just call and thank him.
Yeah, Tom, will you just take care of that?
Yeah, sure.
Or do you want to do it? You want to do it on the podcast?
We could. It doesn't matter to me, honestly. I'm still trying to fill in that.
He's already thrown off. Drew's been thrown off already. It doesn't matter anymore.
Braylon Edwards just leaves a crater.
Started early. We ran down here. It's my fault. I get it.
It would have been 15 minutes with Braylon. There's plenty of other stuff to talk about.
I know. It could have gone longer than that.
Easily. It still could.
Are you guys pumped up for the White Boy Rick movie? That's coming out.
Yeah, it looks good.
Is it this weekend?
Can we get... No, the 14th. Can we get... they're having a special screening here.
Really? Where at?
Can you get us in? The Imagine Nova.
Yeah, sure. I'll put
the
a call
director is going to host the event.
What time?
It's going to be a Q&A after.
7 o'clock, roughly?
Did they want me on the panel for the Q&A?
Let's see.
So I'm taking so much heat over.
Audience will be comprised of invited guests and ticket giveaway winners. On the panel will be director Jan Demang and Drew Lane.
Yeah, count on me.
So that's
on
it.
The panel.
Just you and
I
him.
I just haven't been invited yet.
Soon.
I'm very much about the Rick White Boy Rick story.
Well, if we're not invited, that's
bullshit.
Who plays
him? McConaughey plays him?
His dad. He plays his dad.
So who plays Rick Worshy?
Newcomer to acting, Richie Merritt. Hmm. That's what it says in the article.
Oh, wait. Phone's ringing. It's Jose.
Oh, okay.
Is it him?
It is.
Wait. That's it is. Him. It's Susan.
Susan.
It's.
Oh! Wait. Why won't it answer?
No.
Oh.
All right. Now we got to call back live.
Yeah. No, oh, man. Just what a debacle. This show could be the biggest debacle ever.
Possibly ever.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I'm a part of it. I'm glad I'm a part of it. It fits perfectly with me being on.
If you weren't, it would be worse.
That's so weird. Her name was still up on the TV.
I know. Things are a wreck over here.
Here we go.
Not ready with his music. Ugh.
Hello.
Hey, Susan, I'm so sorry. Our phone just went down. We don't know what happened. It was crazy.
It's Tom's fault again.
No worries. Jose thought it was his fault. I assured him it wasn't.
Oh.
And then in the meantime, I got a phone call from a nice gal at WJR.
Oh, they're fake news as well.
You don't want them. They're way old.
Wait, who wanted to talk to him over there?
Mitch Albom?
Guy Gordon. Here.
Who?
Isn't his name Pierce?
Oh, Warren. Warren Pierce. Well,
he's all right. You can talk to him.
Warren's a good guy.
Yeah. Oh,
as long as it's not Mitch.
Warren's a peach.
Yeah, anybody but Mitch Albom.
Mitch is a good man, too.
Yeah, Mitch hated Jose's version.
Yeah, Mitch led the protest.
Yeah, well, you know
even
what?
Even though he wrote
the
Ernie movie. You guys are
weird. I'm going to put you on the Jose.
Okay.
You know, I will say, J.P. McCarthy was one of the only people that
rest in peace.
I remember
and
him.
Also, at I can't think of the stations. Not them. The other one. I'm gonna have.
Who's that dude?
No.
Was it WWJ with Joe and Roberta?
No.
Was it Dick
Burton? We're digressing. Here.
Dick Burton.
Yeah.
See?
What station was that?
He was on a couple of stations.
He might have been on CKLW.
He was on CKLW.
Yeah.
CKLW, that's over in Canada, eh?
Yes.
Hey, yes.
No.
Boy,
probably WNIC.
What? Oh, Alan Allman?
No. Dick Burton, definitely. Dick, you actually answered my question, but I didn't think he was on WJR.
He's on CKLW.
Back in my day.
Yeah, he definitely was on CKLW in the 60s.
She's thinking about a WJR guy, other than
JP.
Yeah.
Well, you should mention Jimmy Lawrence.
Yeah. No, I can't think right now.
Jimmy Barrett?
I'll get you.
Tom Mazzaway?
No. Vic Pert.
Ken Calvert? Ken Calvert?
No.
Did
you say libel?
It was Dick. You answered my quandary. He was Definitely a sweetheart. I'm going to give you back to Jose.
Okay,
thank you.
A couple more good minutes in him, and then that's about it.
Oh,
that's okay.
We're almost done as well.
Yeah, we really
we've had
some great stuff out of
him. Just about had it.
Jose's had a lot of fun.
Our show's been a disaster today, ma'am.
Yes. Started with Braylon Edwards.
Yeah.
You'll pull it together, and it'll be
doubtful.
Sure.
Thank you, Susan.
Here's Jose.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here you go.
Okay. Thank you.
I won't.
I'll say.
Yep.
Pete.
Hey, you made it back. We're so sorry.
So are you guys always casting out of a pod?
Yes, we are.
That may have been the problem here.
That's why you're podcasting, you know?
Correct. We got it.
While you were Emma, while we were missing you, Tom pointed out that you sang in left field and that the guide dog, you walked out to left field with the guide dog.
Trudy.
Back in 68.
Right. That was my first guide dog. He was so special. That was Trudy. Trudy.
Cute.
And she was my first and she has a special place in my heart.
Now, Jose, can I ask you something about other people's renditions of the national anthem?
Sure.
Now, do you have anybody that you've enjoyed listening to over the years? Something that sticks out, like Whitney Houston, per se, and well, others that you don't like?
Well, Faith Hill,
yes?
Yeah. I like Jimi Hendrix's version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because though it was instrumental, he said a lot with his version. For me, I like Whitney Houston's version and Marvin Gaye when he came back.
Oh yeah, Marvin Gaye was great.
How about Santana? He's been doing it recently for Golden State. Just his guitar and a drum.
I haven't heard Santana's version.
I like it. I think it's pretty good.
Play it for him, Mark. All right, Nat.
I'll find it.
Yeah, it's been done a lot of ways. I mean, it is. It amazes me that your version was. It just, I can't believe people hadn't sort of taken a little bit of risk with the national anthem at that by 1968. It seems so strange.
Well, listen, you know, if I did anything that I'm really, really proud of, is that I empowered people. You know, I mean.
Well,
someone will say, you know, Jose did the anthem with just the guitar and his voice, and that was it. But just the fact that I took something that maybe wasn't supposed to be done in that fashion, and by that fact, I empowered people. So that's what makes me feel good.
Well, we're excited to see it one more time, and is that Friday night?
Are you doing Friday night or Saturday?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday night. All
okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see it. And Jose, it's been great talking to you. It's such a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all you guys. Thank you for allowing me to be a guest on your podcast. And it's nice. It's loose. It's free. And that's how I like interviews, you know?
So Lucy Goosey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose.
And thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Susan, as well.
Susan and I have taken you guys to our hearts. And when we do something like that, you never get rid of us.
Thank you, Jose.
We're happy to hear that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Listening for you on Saturday.
Yeah, can't wait.
Good luck.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
6 o'clock game, Drew.
6 o'clock game? You know, I'm going to see if I have tickets. I would like to see him play that.
That'll be great.
It's cool as hell.
I'm free, I think.
Are you?
Yeah. I think I'm free.
I might have four.
Let me know what time.
I just invited him.
I'll pick you up.
Oh, that'll be worth it. Now you have to ride with him down there.
Oh, it's a party. It's a party in the Champions Club.
Will you be home by then? It's Michigan Day.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
When's Michigan play Saturday?
Western.
What time?
At noon.
Baby, won't
Toe Meets Leather? Toe Meets Leather at noon?
Yeah.
I really like that version of Light My Fire. I
want
to play
with Manson
to after the podcast. With Manson in there, it helps.
are you going on Saturday?
Saturday's going
to
be exciting.
To watch the 8-5 Wolverines?
It'll be great. I can get to do the podcast. I get to do the tailgate first because I'll be here early to get you.
Oh, you're taking Tom to the Michigan game, too?
I'm going to go to the Michigan game.
Tailgate. Yeah, you want to come?
Yeah, I'll do the tailgate, and then we'll get out of there at halftime.
Maybe stop somewhere for lunch. Wait, maybe you can buy him lunch, too.
Does Tom eat leather at noon?
Yeah.
Okay. It's early.
Yeah.
I got all day.
You don't stay for the entire game, do you, for Western Michigan?
No, I don't think so. I know Mark's going to have a cynical answer. This is not supposed to. What's Michigan favored by in this game?
It's got to be 21.
They shouldn't be.
It's got to be 21.
They shouldn't be favored.
Check an early line,
Tom. Yeah, I'm going to give it to you right now.
You know who's going to the game on Saturday?
Who?
Charlotte.
Charlotte's going to her first game?
She's so pumped.
Oh, wow.
Julie's a nervous wreck.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's just
going to go to the tailgate too.
The guy taking her might be a little absent-minded and too focused on other things.
I could watch her for you.
What?
I'll watch her for you.
Why can't I watch her?
You're not
what are you with Julie?
You're not very good at it.
What are you talking about?
Just got a hunch.
We have a blast.
I got a hunch.
Free range parenting. It's the best.
Hey, I'll meet you over at section 123.
It's just funny. It's like, what are you going to do if you have to pee? Tell daddy. What are you going to do if you have to eat? Tell daddy. What are you going to do if you're walking around the crowd? Hang on to daddy's hand.
Wait, does she have to be told these things? Aren't
she's
these
a little
things
wild card. She's a wild card.
She is a wild card. Okay.
Doesn't come naturally to her.
No.
Well, she didn't want
to. She's a free living kid, man.
She did not want to go to the circus. Circus?
No, yeah, the circus. She did not want to go to the circus at our
So
Pizza
Mark needs. Lied and said that he went and how much fun it was after when he left the house, and she did
believe
not
me.
Believe him.
She wouldn't. Oh. You got a phone call? Tom's on the phone.
I called Braylon. It went right to voicemail.
Oh!
Maybe he's calling us.
Yeah, he might be. Might be. I mean,
bet,
right.
I bet you, oh, man, he's going to text and say, I tried calling you guys like 20 minutes ago. And
I'll try it again.
Go through. Did you give me the right number?
Let's see. It could not have gone faster into voicemail.
Oh. Oh, great. Now we're going
to
have to do the
he wants to talk.
Through Tom's speakerphone.
Or we'll lose him. Or we'll never get him back.
This is not going to work. Oh! How many times have we faced by Bray? I'm glad you didn't tweet about it yesterday.
Light my fire.
Come on, Bray.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
I want to check on our Twitter poll from today.
He is so not answering that phone.
What do you think the answer is on the on the percentage?
What's the question again?
Would you donate to a GoFundMe to help Maz buy the Pontiac Silverdome freeway sign that currently is on auction?
I'm going to say... I'll say 11% said yes.
25 said yes.
What?
Yeah.
He's got to fund me. I think he's in.
Would I get visitation? Someone wants to know.
How many knows?
75%.
Isn't there three choices? I thought there were three choices.
No, there's only two.
Oh.
Yes or no.
Three choices.
Because last time we did that, you got mad and said it was misleading. With the
whole
well,
it was. It, with,
even though it's part of a joke.
If I had to go with Lily to the Drake concert. You know how many people still talk to me about this?
Really?
I had people try to parent me on Saturday at Mesa. Nice lady came up to me and said, you know, if you would have let her go, she's got to, you know, you got to trust your kids. And, you know, and then, you know, if you bring them up right, they're going to do the right thing. You don't want them to hate you. Mm. And I was like, well, I appreciate you. I do.
But you're wrong, lady.
I don't, my kids are never going to hate me, first of all, because I treat them like gold. And if I tell them don't go to a concert, they're not going to a concert. They're just not going to go to the concert.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
I think we mischaracterized it slightly. Was she dying to go? It wasn't like it was just going to kill her not to go, was it?
She hit me up a lot of times to go.
Mm.
Yeah. Is he like top 10?
For her?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I would think so.
So, but wait, last time I asked you, said you didn't think she really wanted to go that bad.
Towards the end, because she had other things that would have taken its place.
See,
she would have had to miss volleyball.
Did she go to a lot of shows, a lot of concerts?
Miss she volleyball. Did. I used to, you know, go to a lot of boy bands.
When are you going to let her go see some of the adults she likes?
Well, she hasn't seen adults yet.
Well, now she's going to want to see even, you know, probably. Worse
acts. Has she seen
Drake?
Anyone, any...
No.
Is she no African-American bands?
Tom doesn't allow black music in the house.
I didn't know what you were going to ask, but no, I guess not.
So far, it's only white boy people. Bands. Not even, what, 98 Degrees?
Is that, wait, she hasn't seen 98
Degrees. They're white. That's Nick Lachey and
who am I thinking
Drew
of?
Lachey.
No.
A black boy band?
Isn't there a black? There's a
Boys
black
to
boy
Men?
Band.
Boys to Men. Hey,
you can't call it a black boy band or else you're in trouble, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Tom, you didn't like the separate, you didn't like no, Black Maz?
I didn't think that was Black Maz did not look like
oh,
me.
Oh, you got to see the video. It's totally Black Maz.
Black Maz did not look like me.
He had the same.
He looked more like, what's his name from the Cosby Show that's now bagging groceries. That's what he looked like.
Tom ever works at Trader Joe's, someone's going to take a picture of him and think it's the guy from Cosby Show.
I thought he had your mannerisms, his body language was similar.
I never saw his body language. I only saw his face, and he had a turtleneck on.
Was that
a scarf?
Would you ever wear a turtleneck?
Oh, you would wear that outfit.
I used to wear a mock turtleneck back in the day. Turtlenecks, they were too tight on my neck because I don't have a neck.
Yeah.
You can't.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know.
That was during the Stevie Wonder one, right? I'm trying to find it for Tom.
Oh, yes, it was.
Okay, I can't
he's
find
got
it
my either. Mannerisms. Okay, I can't wait to see it.
What's
I'd like
what's
to
going
know
on?
What my mannerisms look
on.
Like.
There was also talk about Lily and some wheels.
Yes, and where's some wheels.
Where are those conversations going?
It's still going on deaf ears, basically.
It is. Kathy has no interest in this topic.
Still, she wants her to earn it.
What does she have to do to earn it?
I feel like
she has to work. She has to show that she's going to save money. She has to show that she gives a shit about what things cost.
I feel we have
there
not.
He is.
There he is. There's the Black Maz.
Totally, that was kind of
totally
like me.
Totally Black Maz.
That was kind of like me.
Look at him.
I like the side view. There he is.
Pretty Mazzy.
Yeah.
I can see you wearing something like that, too.
That is me.
with the biting of the lip too.
Yeah,
you look sharp there.
I guess the still picture I got wasn't the best.
There he is.
That is W.
Good call.
Although it is impossible, because we tried yesterday to find a picture of Tom Mazzaway smiling with his mouth closed. Every smile you get, you're showing your teeth, like a genuine big smile. But that guy's dancing like, you know, just with a mouth closed smile.
Huh.
Okay.
Brandon in the house.
Hi, Brandon.
The seat might be a little sweaty.
Can you bring my phone on the way?
Yeah.
Since you're coming this way?
Yeah. It's so far.
Brandon walks into his new place without his music again?
Sorry.
Okay.
It goes with the show, Drew. This entrance goes with the show.
I know.
You got to read the rest of the tweet responses, too.
You mean on my getting a sign?
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you on it, Drew? You going to Twitter?
Yeah, I'll go right there.
It's on the screen.
Let's see. How's it going, Brandon?
It's going well.
What's up?
Nothing. I've been here the whole time.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's been a disaster today without you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show has been a total disaster.
First day.
Total debacle. Yeah, first day. Well, we were going to have Braylon on. And
Tom ruined it.
Like, legit?
Tom booked a fake interview thinking that he could just pull it off at the last second. Didn't work.
Don't listen to them, Brandon.
Oh. So it wasn't scheduled?
Can you get us Tom Brady?
Yes, it was scheduled.
Braylon backed out, apparently. Apparently. Dave Barr wants to know, would he get visitation with the sign? As Mark said, I would donate one condition. Tom Mazzaway must carry the sign to the basement for show and tell.
Which is hilarious because, once again, it's 7 feet by 14 feet and 220 pounds. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Poundage is the biggest issue. He has to carry that from the lot that you all had to park during the repaving project. Aren't those signs pretty big, says Soft Weekly. Not watching on Facebook Live. What the hell's going on over there? T-Mac, he should use that money and buy his daughter some Drake tickets.
Oh.
Chris, where can I bid on that? I always buy and resell. Tony, he needs to work Saturdays to earn that extra money. Mike, absolutely, just to see how stupid that sign looks taking up an entire wall. Shannibal Lecter says, of course not. Greg says, I would give Matt some money if he unblocked me on Twitter.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I guess me and my fist will just go to Starlink and want any new car in the next few months. Ooh!
Whoa, that's personal.
That? Who wrote that?
That was Greg.
That's personal, but you should.
I don't see Greg.
Greg, here. I'll show you.
Call Jimmy D, 855.
Oh, Greg Gaines.
Glorious brother.
Never heard of him.
Mother Betruda says,
tough.
I'm going to pass on that one. She has an Aretha meme where Aretha says, I'm going to pass on that one. Let's see if I have audio over there.
You want that sign? You buy that sign.
Right, yeah, you want a sign, man?
No, there's no audio.
I'm going to pass on that one. Well, where's the audio?
There's no audio on it.
I'm going to be nice and say, I'm going to pass on that one. And then Jason says, fuck no.
Wow. Yikes.
Yes. Those 369 votes already, though. This is a popular topic.
I think we should start one.
Let's see if we get any other Twitter action.
No, although we can't start it. Let the Twitter poll speak for itself.
Really need to stay off Twitter.
Why? Are you getting fights with people over stupid
things? No, not really. I usually ignore obnoxious comments.
Hey, where do you get hot at? What club do you work at? Work out at? What gym?
LA Fitness?
Yeah. Did you see what happened at that one?
Well, what happened?
You didn't see this story?
No.
Hot.
Let me back it up.
Oh, the headline doesn't look good. Uh-oh.
Hand me that remote, Brandon.
Sorry. I've never seen him nude at my LA Fitness.
I know. Well, when I saw that it was LA Fitness, I'm like, oh, maybe that's one Drew goes to. And then it turns out you should start going to the one in Troy.
I guess so. I didn't know people were getting naked. Hoo-wah.
Well, you don't shower there?
No, I don't. People do, though.
Troy.
And they just,
well, yeah, if you got to go
to work.
They
love walking around nude.
Do you have your own, like, stall, or is it wide open shower?
You'll find out in this story.
He's in jail tonight, accused of exposing himself at a Troy LA Fitness.
Tim Jankowiak is charged with aggravated indecent exposure, but we've now learned he resigned from the district back in April because of more disturbing allegations.
He's a teacher.
Larry Spruill is live in Troy with the charges and the reaction from the district. Larry?
Good evening, Kimberly and Devin. Police say that he exposed himself to another man inside the locker room here at this LA Fitness. Now, this story has a lot of people talking and reacting, including the school district that he used to work for. Tuesday night, this man, 48-year-old Tim Jankowiak, is in a lot of trouble after police say he was caught masturbating inside a locker room here at this LA Fitness in Troy. Police tell me a 35-year-old male said he was showering at LA Fitness on August 21st when he noticed a nude male watching him and masturbating.
Pretty disgusting.
Pretty appalling.
Those kind are strong reactions from gym members.
Because that's not behavior that should be had in a locker room that's full of dudes. No one wants to see that.
That's something that definitely everybody is not comfortable with. For one, that's very inappropriate.
But that's not it. This is not the first time Jakariak has been accused of sexual misconduct. He's a former teacher and high school tennis coach with Royal Oak Schools. Last April, he resigned when the district started investigating him after a parent said he was sending inappropriate text messages to a student. The district released this statement to parents. At Royal Oak Schools, safety is our number one priority. We wanted to inform you that a former Royal Oak Middle School teacher and high school tennis coach was arrested in the rain over the weekend on a charge of aggravated indecent exposure with an adult. He is now in jail. And I also went inside to this LA Fitness to see if they had any type of statement or request an interview. They directed me to the national office in California. As of right now, I have not heard back from the corporate office.
That's what they do to us.
We're live in Troy tonight. Larry Sproul, Local 4.
And Larry, you mentioned
Troy. Well, what a bummer.
What kind of follow-up question? Oh, do we know if he's done this? Man,
that this happened to him twice. Now, he wasn't sure if the suspect is the same person in both cases because
this
guy's
just so hot. People have to beat off around him.
He ran away immediately after he confronted him.
All right, Larry.
Now, the story in the paper has more information. This guy was using a shower. He's 35 in a stall with no shower curtain. He looked over and saw through a rip in the curtain of another nearby shower that a man in that shower is watching him and masturbating. So he's showering in a stall that doesn't have a shower curtain. Then he notices through a slit of another shower curtain that a guy's beaten off.
Oh, a guy's beaten off behind the curtain? Now, the guy taking the shower,
how did he know?
Curtain, seems like he's looking awful hard over there.
And it sounds
sure
like
he's not beaten off?
He's a exhibitionist. Why is he showering?
Are you
more
sure they weren't both pounding off to each other?
The victim then confronted him. And then the guy
I would
like,
not confront a guy with a boner.
You should see me have sex with myself.
Under any circumstances.
Who, I don't know, really? Confront a guy with a boner? Would you confront a guy with a boner?
That guy, no. He'd probably get, off he'd probably to get you? Harder.
Yeah, probably.
He'd probably pull a load.
What if you start getting hard just because you're upset?
I got a boner.
Next thing you know, you're dating, you're picking out cakes for
I
your
think
wedding.
You should stay home, Drew, and do your workouts like you used to in the living room. Max and Layla on the floor. I mean, Drew, you know, they don't judge you.
They don't.
The perpetrator then left the gym, as they were saying, and the guy followed him all the way out to the parking lot.
The guy beating off?
I got a little chub.
He followed the guy beating off.
He followed the guy beating off?
Yeah, because he was pissed off that he's beating off to him because he was so hot.
Oh, my God. See, I don't know. It seemed like he was awfully caught up in the whole thing.
What? Come on, why are you...
I mean, for whatever reason, it seemed like he was awfully...
And then the TV... Didn't they say that he had been masturbated to before?
Yes.
So why is he, once again, picking a shower with no curtain on it? If he's that worried about people beating off to him.
He's doing something to attract those people.
He's working out at LA Fitness. He's just that hot.
He's getting too hot.
That should be this guy's defense.
That's just kind of weird that the guy's behind a curtain. He can tell what he's doing. Watching that guy's curtain awful hard.
Well, the curtain probably looked like this.
You like what you see, huh?
Maybe.
Fluttering out at the bottom in a very rhythmic fashion.
I don't know. Would you confront the guy beating off to you?
No.
I wouldn't either. Would
I'd
you
let
ask?
Him, I'd let him finish and quietly go amongst
the
day.
I guess if it upsets you, I guess.
I'd want the confrontation at least during the refractory period.
Why can't you just scream over to the guy, hey, asshole, put that thing away, beat
just say,
it.
Just say you like what you
Literally
see.
Literally beat it.
Would you be somewhat
you like
flattered?
What you see, huh?
I would, yeah.
It's kind of flattering. Maybe because you're just there and nude, but it's true.
What's the big deal? You don't like it? Say something. You don't like when Kevin Spacey puts his hand on your throat? Tell him something. That's the way I look at it.
Great guy.
Honestly, really, instead of crying about it, just do something.
Honestly, if I couldn't see this guy beaten off, I don't think I'd care.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
If you want beat off, go ahead, gross.
I would
just
say,
clean
hey.
Up after yourself.
And if you say hey, the guy's going to run away.
Or explode.
One or the other. You can kill his boner that way by yelling.
I would not want a direct confrontation.
No.
What's he going to do to you?
I'd approach from the
side.
Oh,
he's hard.
He's going to run away.
He's out of his mind. He's not thinking squarely.
And what? And you're nude.
Nice running away. Nice running away trying to cover up a boner.
Confronting a guy that's hard when you're nude.
Hey!
Drew, you're like two shower stalls away. Hey, get out of here.
Yeah, but you got to go up to him and confront him.
What are you doing in there?
You don't got to go up to him. The guy's going to run away like a lamb.
What if you're gesticulating wildly and something just happens? You land
you
on
You
got
to approach from the side. Not from the back, there. Not from the front.
Brandon is
Watch
not involved.
Watch your smell of ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
Brandon wants nothing to do with this conversation.
I'm enjoying listening.
Would you be flattered?
Would you
Brandon?
Confront a guy with a boner?
There's a Twitter poll.
Boing.
Would you be flattered?
I don't see what the big deal is.
Zoos, we put that up there.
That's a good question. I agree.
What? What's
going to take away from my sign question? That's the only thing. It's a problem. You're splitting the vote.
Would you be flattered? Well, you could say a guy got busted for pounding off to another guy in the shower at LA Fitness. Would you be flattered if someone was pounding off watching you shower?
Mad. Just make the two choices: mad or flattered. You know,
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
You know, it's going to be 90%
I like the question
mad.
Too. Would you confront a guy with a boner?
Yeah, we put
pounding
both,
off to you.
Put both those up there, Joe. Whilst nude.
If boners last for more than 4 hours, call more ladies.
I think the answer is going to be no on that question. By the way, this guy did, though. Last night, there was a first in my social media history. I retweeted Hoda Kotb.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I know why. Hoda I'm guessing why.
Hoda Kotb from the Drunk Ladies Hour of the Today Show?
Was it around 11 o'clock, 12 at night?
It's somewhere around there. She just said, go Hokies.
Virginia Tech, tremendous school.
A great game.
Little follower,
she
Drew.
Was in the middle of the tweet storm on Twitter, and I was like, will I ever retweet Hoda Kotb again?
She's a low IQ individual.
Will you click on her tweet and see how many tweets until someone gave her shit for that tweet?
You think somebody would?
Oh, I'm sure some Florida State fans are known online as being very vicious and
rude. They were booing our injured players. Two of the guys they were booing ran into each other head first.
There was one.
They thought they were laying down on a job.
That was the second time. Another time they acted like they were injured, and that happened again later. And I texted you again.
Yeah, that was the one. It does seem to be a new defensive move for the Hokies to fake an injury to slow down the offense.
your text
there were some
back.
Dubious ones.
Your text back had me in tears. Julie's like, what's so funny? And I had to try and explain it, which made no
it would be difficult
no sense because you said maybe that's something. You don't care if I say
Bud Foster came up with after a few tequila shots.
If anybody knows the rumors.
Yeah.
It's very
it takes
funny.
A lot of heat. Yeah. But whatever, his defense is great.
That guy had that 85-yard run.
Yeah.
Did you see his stat for Florida State? Did you see his stats for the night?
What were they?
83 yards.
How many carries?
14, I think.
No 14. Kidding.
Yeah. So he had two less yards total than he did on one run.
Wow. Nobody's bitching at Hoda Kotb, I don't
think. Nobody gave her shit.
Wow. That's
nobody.
The first time in the history of Twitter.
That's weird.
Why don't you write something, Brandon?
Well, today's show, you've done it. I don't care if you're on 24 Hours a Day. I'm going to Good Morning America. They're doing the right thing. I don't know.
What? Wow.
That's one semi-negative response.
To that?
The most negative one I saw that said, dang it, Hoda, I didn't think I could disagree with you on anything. But now?
From Drew?
I do.
I'm all about Hoda Kotb. She's a Hokie.
I can't believe you retweeted her.
She's part of the Hokie Nation.
Hokie Nation. Can we stop saying nation after some?
I know.
It all started with the stinking Red Sox.
I thought it started with Raiders.
Did it start with
Red Sox?
Well, now it's everything nation.
A-holes.
Michelle, Hokies take it, girlfriend.
What?
Kevin Ramsey. My favorite morning Hokie.
Oh, wow. You should text or tweet that guy back. Say, what about me?
I'm kind of pissed about that. Apparently didn't listen to the show.
They're probably not even from here.
Hoda has 1.2 million followers. Does she tweet anything else?
Hoda's not that bad.
Tech vaults to number 12 in the top 25.
In AP?
14 in the
14
coaches.
In the coaches.
What did Michigan go to?
22 in the coaches. I don't know where they are in the AP. They shouldn't even be on it.
Yeah, 50th.
They're going to lose to Western.
Oh, she's a great tweeter. Happy Tuesday. The secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. Clever.
Boring.
I know. Ridiculous. Her tweets. Jesus. Okay.
Michigan is 25.5 to 28-point favorites against Western Michigan.
I'll be out of there by halftime, probably.
Can I read some of the comments underneath this article about the LA Fitness story?
Yeah.
First comment. Royal Oak, really? Say no more. This should not surprise anyone, given Royal Oak's reputation as a sister city to Ann Arbor. They both promote, if it feels good, just do it culture.
Wait, is it?
It wasn't in Royal
Oak. Cities?
It was in Troy.
Exactly.
Troy.
So what is
are
this
they
guy?
When are they sister cities?
No, it's their reputation as a in this one guy's mind.
Oh.
He was a teacher in Royal Oak.
Yeah, it occurred in Troy. He was in Royal Oak.
Okay.
Troy.
The Royal Oak School District needs to learn from the racist criminals of the Troy School District how to conceal their sex offenders from the public eye. Well, that doesn't seem terribly responsible.
The early reads are in after 18 votes. Mad leads flattered in the whack-off story.
It's only 61-39.
61-39. I voted, of course, flattered. My vote is counting in there.
Well, yeah, you should be flattered. Anyway, I'm going to vote. I'm never on Twitter.
You're going to vote, too? Good.
Yeah, how about flattered?
I can vote for you, Drew.
Would you confront a man with a boner that's beating off to you? That's how it was phrased. No. Wow, yes is 55%. More people would confront a guy with a boner.
Really?
Yeah, if he's beating off to you.
55%?
Yeah.
I'm stunned. What if you get a boner? Are they thinking about that? Are they being reminded that they could get a boner too?
This comment is perfect. I tip my hat and walk away. Exactly. Nobody can let anything go anymore.
Oh, people just love commenting, don't they?
That helps.
Any other comments on the teacher?
No, nothing yet.
Ann Arbor taking a shot! Shot!
Oh, you mean on the article? There were a few other ones. Just kidding. Wow, Noah is up to 76% on your GoFundMe, Tom.
Really?
Yeah, we're not getting that freeway sign. 24% would give him money.
Damn it.
I think the sign's yours if you put up a GoFundMe, man.
Laura Nicole said, yes, I'll donate $3 and some change.
Thanks, Laura.
She was there Saturday.
She was?
Yes, she was there.
Oh, she must hate me.
She took time out from her many movie projects.
Yeah.
Time out.
Anyway.
Okay. So it looks like Braylon's not interested in being on the show.
Why don't we call him one more time? Okay.
Oh, no. Why don't we call him?
This will be the fastest a call has ever gone to voicemail.
Go ahead. Give it one more shot.
Can you call him, Brandon? Do you have the number over there? Poor Brandon. All right, Tom. Just call him on your cell phone. It's easier at this point.
No, man.
He's not going to answer anyway.
Are you surprised Braylon backed out?
No, not at all.
No?
Do you think Tom ever set it up
for
real?
I'm surprised that he agreed that he actually would come on to begin with. Has he?
Some people are saying that Tom made it up and thought he could just pull it off the last second, but I don't know.
I've showed you the texts.
Texts, though. I mean, what's a text mean?
Yeah, how do we know that's really Braylon?
It says Braylon's name, but you could have put Braylon's name in there.
Tom bought a burner phone.
That could be 411.
There it is.
Oh, ouch.
Wow, that went to voicemail fast.
One more time, Brandon. Just one more.
Why? It went to voicemail.
Last one. He could be calling us.
He's probably on Mitch Albom's show right now.
Oof. Oh, why? He would not do that, would he?
I don't know. Mitch is a nice guy. So people think.
Oh, it's ringing.
See, I think something's wrong with his phone. It's exactly what happened before.
If he answers, it's all yours, Maz.
All right. I'll take it.
Your cell phone blows.
Poor Tommy.
Let's call Stanley.
No.
Why is it going from the fastest voicemail ever to ringing?
I'm telling you,
there's
something wrong with his modem. Remember our modem?
His modem.
That's what happened.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
There's modem outages. Look, read the Twitter. There's modem outages all over the city.
3-1.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He doesn't live here, though, does he?
Yeah.
Wrong.
He does?
Where does he live?
He's got to live here.
I don't know.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay. He's right.
Any more news on Brett Kavanaugh?
Yes. No one still cares. No one cares yet. Get us out of here, Brandon.
Sorry about the show tonight, Drew.
It's okay. We filled the
perfect space.
Perfect. Jose Feliciano was great.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed talking to him.
Can you fake book someone for tomorrow?
His wife Susan's good too. Who do you want for tomorrow?
Tom Brady.
All right.
How about Brett Kavanaugh?
All right.
Is it? I don't even know. Is that his first? Is it Brent or Brett?
I don't know.
No one knows.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I know. No one does.
All I know is there's 42,000 documents that someone has to read about him so that they can give him shit.
Brett.
It's Brett. Okay, great. Cool.
He coaches his kids in sports.
Oh, so does Tom.
And he really cares about his family.
Good.
It's because he wanted to go to a practice. But he didn't feel appropriate just as a parent. So he had to coach.
Gotcha.
Oh. So he could give snacks and drinks to his kids during practice and make sure they didn't starve or die of thirst or get scurvy. I don't get it.
Braylon, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to me?
I wonder if he blew off anyone else today. Do you think?
I don't know.
Talks to Detroit News, talks to the Free Press, he's talked to everybody else. Glad I didn't tease it on Facebook or on Twitter.
I'm going to write him now. What happened, man?
Yeah. Can't you just tell us in advance you're blowing us off? I mean, if he'd said, hey, it's gotten kind of crazy. My dad was on 97.1 this morning. My little brother's involved. He's on the team. I really don't want to say anything about it. I need this thing to blow over. I've been cool with that. But instead, he makes it look like Maz never had it booked.
Yep. Another fake booking tomorrow. I'll try again.
Jose Feliciano came off at the last second. That was cool.
Yeah, he turned out good. Two times, even though our modem failed.
True. All right. We'll see him on another one failure. It was not responsible, just for record.
Fine. I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I hate you.